Hello. What
Hello.
was the problem, man?
The problem was I had a program that was refusing to shut down and was hogging my CPU.
What was that program? Can you say it over the
Why wouldn't I be able to say it over there? What kind of program do you think I have on my
I
machine?
don't know.
Yeah, it was very I can't say it because it has to do with the dark web.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to do those Bitcoin shit.
Yeah, I was trying to exchange some bitcoins for some
For sex. You must have had a huge request.
it was taking a while to go through. They're having trouble doing the conversion to
Yeah.
my well, I'm not using bit I don't use Bitcoin because I don't trust it, so I use Kodak smart coins.
Kodak smart coins. I didn't know they existed.
Can't remember the official name for them. They're highly valuable.
Oh, you're starting a new trend.
These digital, well, you know, there's like about 10 different digital coins out there. It's the
There's a lot.
future. It's the future.
Do you think it is? I think it's dangerous.
No, it's I'm happy for the people who have made a lot of money off of it, but I don't see it as a ongoing thing.
Well, you know what the future is going to be. It's going to be food. You're bartering for what you want because
I
it's
know.
going to be apocalyptic. We've read enough shit to know that.
You gotta have skills,
We'll be
survival skills.
drinking our own urine. What are you talking about? Bitcoins. Come on, man. At least we'll be reading comics, unlike those people that are tied into the dark web reading digital books.
That's true.
They won't have
That's true.
nothing.
They won't have anything.
Well, at least
We'll be
have some
happy.
fuel to burn. What are they going to do with their iPads and shit? They're going to do shit.
There's a zombie apocalypse. I'm just going to sit on my couch, have a garden out back,
I
read
guess you could
comics.
use it as a weapon. You could throw it at somebody. You might gain a couple seconds.
Able to burn it. Just don't breathe the fumes.
Burn the iPad?
Yeah.
Burn the d digital device?
Won't burn for very long, but.
Yeah. They're in trouble, man. Those people are in trouble. We'll at least have a bunch of long boxes to hide behind. We can
We could build.
crush them with the long boxes, you know?
That's true.
Fucking
They're
they'll
weapons.
be walking down in the basement and I'll just push them over. Boom.
That's true. We could just have. We'll just have. I'll be reading just here in my room, and if anyone tries to break in and attack me, a zombie, I'll just have a big pile of long boxes, and I'll just push it over,
Yeah, they won't
collapse
have
right on
shit. They're
them.
dead. You know, they have this open space and all this cleanliness bullshit.
But then I'll complain because I'll have to refile all my comics, and I'll be pissed off.
And they'll have blood on them, but hopefully
Zombie.
just
Well, they don't have
change.
blood. Do zombies have blood?
Well, it might not be a zombie.
Oh yeah, it could be just
Could
a
be
guy
a
who's trying to
fucking
steal my comic.
bloodsucker. Could be the crossed.
It could be a digital comics reader.
Could be. Yeah,
Give
because
me some comics.
give me some comics and we'll crush them fuckers, man. Just
I need to read
crush
a
them.
comic, please. Nope.
Nope.
Stay away.
Sorry, you chose your
You
own.
chose. You chose your path.
And you chose wrong. You chose wrong.
Should have been more careful. Should have thought ahead.
Don't put nuclear shielding on the iPads. I'm sorry, they're
Once that EMP hits,
That EMP hits, man,
there
they're
goes the
fucked.
comics.
They're so
And you
fucked.
know, all of our money, but whatever.
Yeah. They won't be able to access their Bitcoin. Don't
I'm
know what
gonna be
they're gonna
here
do.
with my comics and my gold.
Yep.
I don't have any gold though. I need to start buying some gold. That's what I need to get on the dark web. Damn it. Why am I looking at the
I used to know this guy. I don't know what happened to his collection. He used to work at the shop that I went to, or I still go to it. But he passed away, and his big thing was he collect three different things. He was ex-military. He collect guns, he collect comic books, and he collect com this guy would never read a comic book. He just collected comics and they went into the bag. So I would
Like
have
old
loved
stuff, or
Well,
new stuff into
anything.
old
Well,
stuff.
like Amazing Spider-Man, I know he almost had a full run.
Okay,
And
so you'd go
I
for a
know he
full
went
run
for old
stuff.
stuff and new stuff.
Okay.
I know he was a sucker for Xenoscope covers, so it wasn't
Ah.
all worthwhile comics, but he'd buy a lot of comics.
He's a variant guy too.
Yeah, all variants, everything. And then he would buy gold. He'd buy silver, gold, any kind of coin or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's probably appreciated like crazy. I wonder what happened to his collection.
He was prepared for the apocalypse, but he just didn't make it to the apocalypse.
No, he didn't.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
He was thinking ahead, though. He was ready, man. He had the guns, the gold, and the
The
comics.
comics.
The three necessities in the
Yeah.
apocalypse.
He was set. Wasn't this like Bitcoin and my iPad? I got my like there's gonna be electronics.
I need to buy some seeds too. I should stock up on seeds. Start my own seed bank.
Yeah, you
Not.
could do that. And
Actually,
start.
I should probably start a couple different kinds of seed banks. One to repopulate the earth, and one to grow some food.
Well, and those digital weeders come to look for comics, and they find them, and we crush them. I'll eat them. I'll eat those motherfuckers.
As long as they're not affected.
I'll barbecue them, man.
Well, then you should put a sign. Like anytime you're hungry, you can just put a sign up on your door, free comics.
Come on and get them.
Then anyone will boy walking by and be like,
That would be a good crossed episode, man.
real comics.
Except
Maybe.
with the crossed, you couldn't eat them, right? You'd be infected.
Yeah, I wouldn't
I
risk.
think once the blood contaminates you, you're infected, right? It's transplanted that way. I want to read
Yeah,
some
I think
crossed, but I don't even
any
know if you
fluids.
I don't know what you have anymore.
I have all the trades.
Well, just pick one. Pick the next one in line next time, and we'll.
I thought we already did that. We just didn't follow up on it.
I don't know which ones you have. No, we didn't do that. I
Let's.
know for a fact because I didn't write it down. I need you to tell me. Oh, I've read up to here. This is where I'm at. I would like to read this. The only
Oh,
thing
I
is, I'll
didn't.
probably be ahead of you. I'd be ahead of you probably.
That's true. Oh, we could always do one of this, like one of the spin-offs.
Or I could buy the old one on digital and reread it instead of trying to find it. I just need some crossed in my life again.
What about like the one on the island or the
Oh, what were we
or
on? Were we
one
on the
or
second or the
100?
third one? I think I read the first two.
Yeah, I think I read the first two. And how many was there? Was there like four of those?
There were three or four, I can't remember. The crossed, where I can't remember what it was
Oh, we can
called.
do that because the second one that was when they were in the boat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that one. Yeah, let's read the next one and that one.
What was that one called? Oh, Wish You Were Here? That's it, right?
I wish you were here. And for listeners who don't know, that's the crossed where there's a group of individuals from, I can't remember where they were from or where the island was, like Scotland or something maybe, or Ireland, where they were on
Yeah.
an island. They went to an island, like this really small island that was populated. I don't know if they went there or they stayed there, but basically there was like these people on this one island, and it's separated from obviously everywhere else, and it's kind of remote, so no crossed have made it to their little island, and they're living peacefully.
It was the first one that they didn't die every issue. Like
Yeah, and
they
it's an
don't
ongoing story with the
yeah, it's an
character.
ongoing story with characters. The other one had ongoing characters, but they were wackos. They were worse than the crossed. The only way you could beat the crossed is be worse than the crossed. So yeah, the crossed was a is a good book. And it's coming back.
Yeah, one, is it 100 this they're doing now, or 100 years later, or
Yeah.
whatever?
They're bastards though, because the covers I like are the more expensive ones. They're the
Oh, the $10
$7.90 and the
ones,
$7.99 ones.
$7.99.
The ones that I'm drawn towards. So I think I'm gonna go with the homage ones, the ones that look like Golden Age horror.
I didn't notice those.
Yeah, I think I'm going with those. Because the last time I used to do torture. They don't have a torture one anymore.
Oh, they don't have their torture ones? I
Yeah.
wonder if they got in trouble. Or
I
maybe
just
they're just not
can't
risking
I just can't believe they had that one cover. I am so vile. It's the they
it.
were
The
sawing
chainsaw
the
one?
wo yeah, they were sawing
Yeah.
the woman right at her crotch. It was crazy shit, man.
She's like upside down, wasn't she?
Yeah, and
Like
it was
they're holding her
kids.
upside down, kids cutting her in half. Ooh.
I thought it was one of those not a chainsaw, but a band, one of those saws they use to cut with the two man saws, one on each side, and they sawtooth it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Cool. That's even worse.
Yeah, that's even worse because I think they were gonna play teeter totter on there after they were done.
Oh, what a horrible book to exist. Yeah, maybe under the current political climate, they decided to not be so risque with their covers.
Well, they were violent. The content was not. I don't know. They're still, yeah.
Content
They're
was worse.
the content was worse. Yeah, there was like dick earrings and all kinds of shit going on there.
Was like nothing was. I remember that one, the baby's head got cut off.
Yeah.
That was horrible. Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, I can't wait to start reading it again. It's a good story. It's good stories, though.
Yeah. We had 2 months back to back with no hard case crime, man.
I know, I saw it in the
Sucks.
religious previews. I kept flipping back and forth. I'm like, where's the hard case crime?
I know they got one coming out. Mickey Spillane is coming with one. Hammer. Mike Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause I get their emails. I'm subscribed to their emails, so I know like what's coming. I know that's coming.
It just the Titan emails, or is it, or they have a hard case crime email?
No, it's just the Titan emails.
Yeah, I noticed they didn't have their they still have the European ones though, so I wonder if they're doing better than the hard case crime.
Yeah, I was considering one of them. One of them was about like in the future and post-apocalyptic, there's like these kids, these bald kids that have different powers or something like that. Did you see that one?
I remember it has to go.
It was a new number one. I was thinking about getting that one.
Sure it's on my list. Let's see if my cord. Oh no, my cord doesn't reach. I need to be wireless. Oh, it's
Harley, why
close
is
though.
your tail wet? What
I think I might be
happened?
able to.
Wait, use the force.
Oh, there you go. Whew.
Yeah,
Good
whoosh.
idea. Thank you. Good idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
Forgot about the force. Whew, I'm tired now. I need to rest.
You gotta get wireless headsets so you can
I do.
walk.
I do. That's what my son has. Then he come be in his room playing something, and he'll come down and still have his headphones on.
I want to ask you this: is the reason Toys R Us closing because of your kids too? They stop playing with toys and they just want the digital stimulation, or?
That's probably part of it. I think that kids lose interest in toys earlier than when we were kids, because
Yeah.
we didn't have all the other distract as many other distractions. So that's potentially part of it. But I think Toys R Us just had monetary problems when they got bought or whatever.
Well, they did, but you can never recuperate if you have a dwindling market.
Right.
Well, like comic books, they're a dwindling market. I personally think it's dumb to cater comics to kids. I'm sorry. Maybe digitally, it's because they're on their iPads anyway. But they don't want fucking paper comics. They're not gonna get into it. For one thing, they're too goddamn expensive.
This
And
is true.
they'd rather go to their digital iPads, just like their toys. You can't really buy them action figures. They won't last in their playing as much as like something that's like some digital stimulation. I see it with my niece and nephew. Like the only thing, the only toy that I know that has lasting, some sort of lasting value with them are Legos. But like
Yeah, my
action figures and stuff like that, they just don't. They'd rather go to their iPad or their Xbox or whatever, and go play games.
Yeah. I know my daughter was into Legos for a long time, but she
I'm
eventually lost
implying my
interest.
niece does like books, so she'll like read books.
Well,
Like,
books are different.
well, like the teen, she'll like read like the teen books,
Yeah.
the most popular ones, and she
That's
likes
good.
she does like the, you know what she does like? She likes the Minecraft strategy guides. She reads those too.
I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, I found this book, Lost Children. Is that the one you're talking about?
Which one?
The Titan book.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic.
I was thinking about that.
It's only two issues.
Yeah.
How much are they though? $5.99, 56
But
pages.
they're big ones though. They're
Yeah, I'll probably get that. Just because there's not a lot of other stuff they're bringing out, so.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. What are you talking about?
That I'm interested in. I mean, they got Warhammer. They got a bunch of like video game stuff.
Oh, I agree.
And game stuff.
There's not too many Titan books here that.
Yeah, they got
That's.
Warhammer, Robotech, Dark
I
Souls.
thought you were talking. I tried to read that Robotech digitally because it was Brian Wood. I don't like Robotech. It's one of those like Doctor Who properties for me. I don't really care for it.
Speaking of which, they also have Doctor Who.
Yeah. I
Doctor Who
don't.
has all your favorite properties.
The video games ones are t sometimes tempting. Even though I don't play the video games, they look interesting. But yeah, I didn't see much from Titan well, I get, let's see, what do I get from?
They do have the Tank Girl collection. That's
I
tempting
buy
though.
Tank Girl. I'm not sure I always understand it. It's like a humor book, but very strange. Science fiction, post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. It's still done by the Alan
Where
Martin
I'm
still writing it.
attracted to it though is more the covers and the art. It's weird. But I do get the Fighting American. I do buy that. But there's not too much left. Oh, I'm getting The Prisoner. I jumped on that.
Yeah, I ordered a number. I'll get the trade when that comes out. There's ever a trade.
So hopefully next month we'll get some real books.
No. I got to. That's what I did. I was going through previews and I got to the end of Titan and I said, "Hey, I didn't see any hard case crime." And I
Well, you
looked
know, one
back to
of the
see if I
things
missed it.
I've done recently is I've started to complete my quality comics and Eagle Comics collections. So like I only have a few volume 2 Judge Dredds to go. I just completed volume 1. I completed Nemesis. I already had completed like Robo Hunter. And there was one I never read, but I had one issue of, and it was Halo Jones, and I've heard like really good things about it by Alan Moore. I'm tempted to get that Halo Jones book
Oh,
1 trade
the collection,
paperback.
yeah. The remastered Halo
Yeah.
Jones. Yeah, I don't think I was gonna look to see if I have any Halo Jones, but I've never read it, I don't think. I'm gonna look right now. This would be interesting for all the listeners.
Yeah.
Doesn't Bill have any Halo Jones? Halo, place your bets.
Well,
Place
Ian
your bets.
Gibson's art looks really familiar because I think he drew a lot of Green Lantern back in the day and stuff. I think he did some of Millennium, like when that DC
Oh
event
yeah.
was going on.
Okay, listeners, did you place your bets? Do I own any Halo Jones issues? What do you say, Mike?
I think you own, from the dimes all day, I think you own like two issues.
I own one issue,
Well, I was
number five.
close. I
Number
was
five.
close.
You're very close. I'll have
Are
to
you
give it to you.
impressed?
I'll give it
Halo Jones. What is it, the Ballad of Halo Jones?
I'm not sure what the official title
Yeah,
is.
it's the ballad. Oh, I do own most of it. Fuck.
I
I should just complete the singles and bag this.
Yeah, YouTuber.
I am missing issues 6 and 7.
Oh,
Oh,
too
and
bad you're
issue
not
11.
missing issue five. Who's bringing out the reprint? Do you remember?
Rebellion.
Rebellion? Who's
Yeah.
that?
It's pretty affordable. I don't know which issues it's collecting.
Halo Jones.
Or this might even be something else. I don't know. I like when they tell you what it collects.
This is a prestige format. It's not even like a complete. So it's the first of three volumes.
Yeah. I'm tempted to get that. We'll see how
But do I
things
get
line
that, or do I
up.
just wait for the collection?
I don't know. This way you get to try it, right?
Yeah,
You
it's like
don't commit
$10 though.
to the big expenditure.
I'm just gonna read my number five and make my decision. That's a good choice. My number five will be my number one, my new number
You
one.
know what I am gonna get? And what sold me is the ad. It's from Anamorphic Press.
Hey, listeners, turn to grab your
402.
previews and turn to page. Wait, what did you say? Anamorphic?
And
Morphic.
omnimorphic,
Oh,
sorry.
omnimorphic. Wait,
Omnimorphic.
I bet you I know what it is.
Well, of course, you're on that page right now. What if I
I
mean.
haven't turned to it yet. I think I know what it is, though.
What is it? Say it before you turn.
Does it have an acronym?
It does on the ad.
That's the toilet one?
Yeah.
Oh, it is the toilet one. I knew it was that one because I noticed that one too. I'm like, oh, that's Mike about
Well,
that
you
one too.
know what the, you know what, like in pornography, what ATM means, right? Ass to mouth.
Oh, ass to mouth, yeah.
It's kind of interesting that this is playing off of it, except calling it alien toilet
Because it's
monsters.
a toilet.
But look who said, if you see it, grab it. War
I know, that's what
knows.
I saw that too. That's good marketing.
That is what fucking sold me right there. And I'm definitely going with cover A, where the chick is sitting on the toilet.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, the other one is not a very good cover.
No. So I am buying that. That made the
All
that
right,
made me
I'll put
really
a star next to that one.
that
I
really
knew
in,
it was
that in,
that.
that intrigued me.
It intrigued me
I
too.
wouldn't even noticed it until I was going through it and I saw Warren Ellis and I'm like, okay, let me look at this. Let me give it a second glance.
That is what pushes it over the line because otherwise it's like, this could really suck.
Yeah.
Then you're like, weren't Ellis liked it? Of course, he could have said, if you see it, grab it, throw it on the ground, and smash it.
Yeah, maybe they
Piece
didn't
of
complete it.
garbage.
Maybe they didn't complete his train of thought.
Light the piece of shit on fire, he said.
That's possible. Just so you know, Barb, she's real anxious because I didn't get a shaker. I didn't have time. What am I gonna clean her? You're gonna clean her. You're up, woman. I'm podcasting. I'm doing the Lord's work. Do I have to tell Daryl again? You can make me breakfast too. Get in there and make me breakfast and take care of Harley. How about
That's how you do it, listeners. You kids out
that?
there. That's how you end your marriage. Wait, ATM. Oh, there it is.
ATM.
Has to mouth.
The other thing that had me kind of curious, but the cost is really high.
Has to mouth?
No. Yeah, if you want to pay for that, it's real expensive.
It's pretty high on the dark web.
There's a lot of Bitcoin going on for
Yeah,
astronauts.
you're gonna get a lot of bitcoins, but you got extras. That's extra.
That's where Bill makes his heavy cash. That was the app that was killing his computer earlier. Ass to mouth app. There, from Hermes Press, they have a. You know how I'm a World War freak when it comes to comics? They have a Babes in Arms, Women in Comics During the Second World War. But it's $60. But man, it's looks really
Babes in
interesting.
Arms, the Golden Age. Publishers offer titles supporting the war effort. Blah, blah, blah. And their feminine counterparts, Babes in Arms.
And it's got Trina Robbins. Remember I took a picture with her?
Right.
Where's
So
the
Trina
pot?
Roberts was the editor.
Yeah. I'm very tempted by that. So that one's
So it's basically a collection of all the female stories that were in the old
Yeah.
Golden Age war comics. Interesting, from Hermes Press.
Yeah.
Well,
And for
since we're on
those
previews, let me look for my picks of the month.
And for you people that follow this podcast, there is a Charles Forsman he offering this. You could get the End of the Fucking World reprint Netflix edition, or you could get Celebrated Summer, or I'm Not Okay With This also this month. I've read
Kind
all
of
of those.
re-soliciting them.
Yep. That one, I had just bought The End of the Fucking World, but I lost it on the table, and I still need to read it.
You lost it on the table? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the kitchen table. I need to do some work
That's
again.
the black hole.
Yeah, it just got too overpopulated.
There's a lot of collections coming out this month.
Yeah, it ought to be affecting your wallet.
It's going to. I don't like it.
There's an issue zero that you might be into. Jungle Fantasy Secrets, issue zero.
Is that Boundless?
Yes.
Wonder if it's on my list. Jungle
I'm going
Fantasy.
with the Lorelei cover where she's like swinging down. I think that's pretty hot. But it's a number zero, so it qualifies for your pickings.
Does. But, I mean, it's not a new series though. They've been doing Jungle Fantasy.
But it's number zero.
It's. Wait, which cover are you getting?
The Lorelei cover.
Oh, that's very artistic. I could see her whole under boob.
Coda from Boom. Are you getting that?
Boom Comics. Wait, you're going the other direction now.
Yeah, I'm going backwards.
Son of a bitch.
I'm reading it like manga.
Coda. What page is that on? 300 and something.
Six.
Oh, here we go. Boom.
That's a big commitment, though. That's 12 issues. I'm not sure.
Wait, that's not the right page. What
And
did I say?
it's Simon Spurrier,
306.
so he's a hit or miss guy for
Oh yeah,
me.
I'll be getting number one for sure. I'll check this out.
And I'm pretty sure
Yeah, he
from.
is hit or miss. This is fantasy though. You don't like fantasy.
Okay, I'm out.
What's post-apocalyptic?
That's where I'm in.
It's perfect for fans of Mad Max. And
I
Lord of
like
the
that.
Rings.
I like Mad Max. Lord of the Rings is okay.
So it's Mad Max in a Lord of the Rings world. So it's the aftermath of apocalypse, which wiped out nearly all magic from the once wondrous fantasy world.
Yeah, the magic in fantasy just don't. I like magic, but I don't like when they have it in fantasy.
Fantasy world.
Yeah, I like sorcerers. I like sword and sorcery, but when it turns into just more like Lords of the Rings, that kind of turns me off.
I'm guessing you wouldn't like this.
Yeah, I'm temp I'll decide last minute. I am gonna get the Dismantlers from Black Mask, and we are the danger.
Yeah, I get all Black Mask number ones.
Which cross cover are you getting? Oh, you don't get the you're already it's already on number two, number three.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get the trade.
See, I
If I
like
was
the
getting a cover.
I like those ones that are like where the teacher is on the desk. The crossing over ones, but what it actually shows is they show like a normal human being, and then they show like when she's starting to morph, and then they show when she's full crossed.
I like the full crossed one.
That's what I'm talking about. That's...
Yeah, it's a nice, that's a nice cover.
The Archie's last issue is coming out. It's the final one. They've had a lot of bands in it, which makes it really interesting. Like real
Oh,
bands.
like actual bands? That's
Yeah,
cool.
yeah.
Yeah, this one has churches.
Traverses, I like to call them.
I don't even know who they are. I think I've heard one of their hit songs,
You
though.
haven't heard them?
I have heard them. I'm sure
Man,
I've heard them.
your ass
I
is
don't know
so up
what it
that
is,
black
though.
dark metal Bitcoin shit that you don't know what normal music sounds like.
Listen to plenty of normal music.
You know what we listen to a lot?
I just don't listen to Kurt.
Something's happened with our old age because we listen to a lot of fucking country, man. It's something we never really gave
Got
second.
into before.
Well, that's not true. There was early in my work career where one of my coworkers was listening to it, and I got into it. But it was only like the female singers that I would listen to. It was like
Okay.
when Shania Twain became popular, and the Dixie Chicks, and I got really into that stuff. And then I left it for a while, and now we're listening to The Highway a lot, which is the serious. I guess it's the popular country, you could say, station.
Highway, is that a bit? Oh, it's a
It's a
serious
serious,
station.
yeah.
Yeah. I never got into country. I like
Well,
some
you know
old
what
country.
really triggered it is when my dad got sick, because my dad really likes to listen to country. So I started listening to it when I had driving him around everywhere, and then it really latched onto me, and
Grew
I
on you,
started
yeah.
listening. And then I when I started listening to it, then Barb started listening to it, and Barb was already listening to like bluegrass and all of the older country, like the retro country stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind that stuff. I've been listening to some like folk music, like older folk music.
Well, that I do like. I pretty much like all music. I think there's two groups of music, and it has nothing to do with anything other than I don't like it. I don't like rap music for the most part.
I like certain artists.
I'll only listen to rap if it's part of like a rock thing. Do you know what I mean? Like I'll listen to like Kid Rock, believe it or not, but not
Yeah.
anymore. I liked it when it first came out. But I'll listen to like the Beastie Boys maybe.
Yeah, Beastie Boys are good.
But any other kind of rap, I mean there's I don't know, there's very few exceptions. Like I like the Blade soundtrack and there's like Blade 2 or something. There's some rap on there that I like, but I don't care for rap and I don't care for R&B. I just never get into them.
Yeah, I'm not big into R&B, and I'm not into jazz either.
That jazz I love. Okay, you give me jazz, I'll listen to jazz. I'll listen to everything except for the experimental shit. Like
Yeah, maybe that's
I
what I
love jazz
typically
me
don't
I love
like.
jazz music with like w with
Like the
when they
classic
have a
stuff.
well they have like a singer.
Oh, I do like female singer jazz.
Like if you have Billie Holiday or stuff like
That's
that,
different. That's different,
you got
though.
stuff like that, that's
You
jazz
can't not
like
like Billie Holiday. I mean, that's
yeah,
impossible.
I love that stuff or anything in that vein or that time period.
Okay,
That
that's
I
different,
love
though.
that
That's
shit.
different. I don't
Okay.
consider that jazz.
But then I'll listen to like jazz that is just
Jazz.
instrumental. Do you know what I mean? But not stuff that's just chaotic or what?
Experimental.
Oh, I'm scaring birds away. I'm getting them away from the Mises. So, yeah, that's a little tangent of music.
That's for music tangent, but I do agree with you. I noticed that I'm starting to like more mellow music the older I get, but I still do like my black metal as well.
That's where my 40s stuff comes in. Do you know what I mean? I
Oh
like
yeah,
listen to
I
big
love that
band
song.
and 40s stuff. Like one the I started like listening to 40s and 4 like on Sirius like over and over again, and they're not on 4 anymore. They're
Yeah, they
40s.
moved it.
They moved it, but I do like that station a lot. And like I'll on Pandora, I'll put it on like Louis Armstrong, and it'll pick up everything that's like that type of music, and I love that shit. There's coding moods when I'm like real stressed out, like I'm just like I need to collect my thoughts, and the pounding of fast metal or it doesn't work for me. When I'm on a roll, that stuff works. Like I'm pounding at the keyboard and it works. But when I'm like stuck on a problem, I need to chill
You need
out.
to calm your brain
I need to
down.
calm my brain down, and it has to go back to like the 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
Or country for some reason. I can listen to country where every song's about drinking.
Or your woman leaving you.
Yeah, I get a kick out of it too because like I'll be listening to it at work, and they'll have those people that call in, and sometimes it's like a little girl. I'm like 9, and I just finished listening to "Take a Drunk Girl Home," and this is like wonderful music. Me and my friend are always listening. I'm like, God damn, these lyrics are fucked up. I mean, in this case, it's like a guy that was at a bar and this girl's trashed, right? So he takes her home, but not to fuck her. He takes her home just to get her home safely. But if you just listen to the chorus, you might think otherwise.
What are we teaching these kids? I guess it's good for the young men listening. They're learning to do the right thing.
There's a lot of drinking in country music, like popular.
Well, a lot of people drink a lot in the country, so there's nothing
It's
else
a
to do.
lot of fucking drinking, man.
There's not a lot of comic book stores, so they got to do something with their time.
There's a lot of like tight shirts and jeans kind of talk, and driving tractors and boats. Boats.
Trucks. They gotta have stuff about trucks.
Yeah. Gonna buy me a boat and a truck to pull it
with my truck.
after my rich uncle dies.
I'm
Gonna
gonna
buy
go out
me a
on the
boat.
boat and I'm gonna get drunk. Cause my woman left me.
There's a lot of that shit going on, like cheating and stuff. That's a big thing.
After I cheated with mine.
There's one that this guy leaves his woman, and he's talking about how his mother-in-law used to give him all kinds of shit, and he just bought like a lottery ticket and he won, or one of those scratch Scratch games.
Scratch.
Well, the thing that I didn't buy that I'm really regretting that you picked, and I just got it off of Comixology, is that Punks book, man.
Oh,
That's
Punk's Not Dead.
so fucking up my alley.
How didn't you buy that? It has Sid Vicious in it. You love
I
Sid
didn't read the solicit, man. We didn't go through the goddamn previews,
Vicious.
and you tell me, "Hey, it's got Sid Vicious."
I know. I gotta start
And
pointing these things out
then
to
I'm listening to like the preview spotlight, and Drew is like, "I gotta tell Mike about this because in issue four it's the Smiths." I'm like, "What the fuck?
Oh. I didn't know that.
Shit."
I thought, yeah, I assume you notice these things. I need to start pointing them out.
I love the Smiths
Me too.
and Morrissey. I find it such an unusual music because the lyrics are so god awful. Like
Depressing.
they're the most depressive lyrics, but you play it with an upbeat beat, like this catchy tune. It's so weird. And
That's the beauty of
the
the
Morrissey
Smiths.
stuff is great too when he went solo. But like, yeah, I dig the Smiths a lot. I'll listen to the Smiths and the Morrissey stuff quite a bit. Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's serious.
That's a great depressing song.
Yeah. I like the one with the bus. If a double-decker bus comes crashing into us.
To die by your side.
Yeah.
What a beautiful way to die.
God dang. They're so good.
That hit us like right at the right time because that was like high school when that came out.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect time for that kind of music in your life.
The Smiths hit me in late high school. But the Morrissey stuff hit me in college,
Yeah, Morrissey
like
was later.
Hairdresser on Fire and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Every day is like Sunday. That's a brilliant song. I even love the remakes they do of that one, because there's several meme remakes of that one. About atomic bomb dropping? Come on, this is great stuff. Oh, Ouija Board is a great song. Have you ever listened to that?
Yeah, I don't remember how it goes though.
It's about a kid or something, I can't remember, that died. And he spells out his name on the Ouija board. Yeah, there's some good Morrissey tracks.
Let's see if Alexa played. Hang on.
Anything else you want to point out in previews? Oh, I'm going to get that retro magazine for sure from Tomorrow's. Retro Fan Magazine number
What?
one.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I think I'm gonna have to get that every month.
Yeah, I think it's quarterly, but I'm not sure
That's
it's monthly.
even better.
Yeah.
And I looked at Tomorrow's site to see like if they had like a subscription, like that you could get
Yeah.
it for like a discounted price. And it was just cover price for the subscription.
You could get better through the only thing that's advantage of getting it through them is if you go through them and you buy the right one, you can get digital and print, so you can get both versions. But if you go, I think it's cheaper to go through DCBS and
That's what
get
I
their
figured. So I'm just
books.
gonna get through DCBS. And I want the paper copy because that'll probably stay in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want a caca iPad. Like Daryl
What
Taylor.
am I, Daryl? I might get feces juice on my
The fecal matter, yeah.
fecal particles all over my screen.
We gotta do some Aftershock books. We haven't done that in a long time.
Like new Garth Ennis ones looks good.
Yeah. Well, we gotta do some. Like, you have to have a bunch of number ones that you either read or didn't, or haven't read yet.
Yes, I probably do. I'm looking through to see. Oh, I did read Cold War number one.
I
Oh,
haven't read any in a while.
Shipwrecked Volume One. I gotta decide if I want to get. Man, that took forever. Oh, it's Warren Ellis. No wonder it took
Yeah.
forever.
You know what? He never finished Trees. He never did. Go back to that.
I think it will get done.
I don't think
Have faith.
so.
It
Well,
might
he
just take
left
a while.
Fell alone. He left
I
Fell,
know. He
Trees.
left
He
Dr.
left
Sleeveless.
fucking the one that he was doing for what was that called? The guy with the skin disorder that was in the Wildstorm universe, he left that one open-ended. He left
Dr. Sleeveless.
Dr. Sleepless. That was the I love Dr.
That was great. That was
Sleepless.
great.
God damn, that was another great
So that had the
Avatar
whole like
book.
technology aspect to it.
And it was weird. It had like a darkness to it, very much in this vein of that Alan Moore fashion stuff.
Yeah,
Like
it was definitely a dystopian
just
world.
like in that dystopian dark world, like
Yeah, for sure.
it was awesome. So many of them that, God, I don't know how he could leave, 'cause he gets you, he builds you up, and then he's like, it's
He
gone.
loses interest or something.
Yeah. It's like me reading
I don't know.
comics, and I switch all the time.
And it's weird because usually, like, whenever I write something, I have an end in mind. So I wonder if he just like comes up with an idea and just starts writing it without like knowing where it's gonna go or where it's gonna end, or if he
Yeah.
has, or if he knows where it's gonna end, he just gets bored before he gets there, or maybe the sales aren't there, so he's like, "It's not worth my
Yeah.
time."
The Red Sonja Tarzan covers look amazing too. I'm tempted just to get three of them. The Adam Hughes, the Jay Lee, and the Aaron Lepresti. Actually, I think the as much as I love Jay Lee, the Aaron Lepresti looks awesome.
Who publishes those? Where are you?
Dynamite 334.
You went the other direction, you bastard.
Yeah. How about that?
You went American on me. Which one? Oh, the Tarzan. Oh, is that Gail
Yeah.
Simone?
Did you buy that collected edition of Swords of Swashbucklers?
I did not.
Oh, it's good. Now you got a chance to get it again.
Have you read it? The whole thing?
I started reading it. I read 60 pages of it this weekend because it was the Marvel graphic novel. It started off in the Marvel graphic novel. Remember they had the graphic novels?
Yeah, like the New Mutants.
Yeah. It started off like in number 14 or something like that of that, which gave us
Interesting.
like 65 pages of setting the story up. And then it goes off into the epic line and then finishes it. And I haven't started the epic line, but I finished the graphic novel. It's beautiful art. I mean, the story's pretty cool if you're into the pirate stuff, like sci-fi pirate. It's really cool. I'll talk a little bit about it later.
Yeah, I've never
I
read any
never
of
read it
those.
before. Yeah.
I don't think I own any of it either.
I don't either. This is my first
I'm
exposure, and
looking.
I well
Swords, nothing.
they relaunched it, a new title from it from Dynamite last month, and I was like, oh, I better get caught up on this shit.
Yeah, I own no Swords of Swashbucklers. That's why it was hard to commit to it.
What was a Kickstarter? And I was very tempted to go in as a Kickstarter. But I have this rule for Kickstarters.
So was I was tempted.
Kickstarters, I have this rule. If I think it's going to be published, I don't go for it. And here's why. Because, for one thing, somebody needs to support it when it's published through previews, or it'll be an ultimate failure. And I get a better discount on it, and then don't have to worry about shipping at least a big portion of it because it gets
That's true.
included in my DCBS order, and it turns out to be virtually nothing.
That's true.
So, I in this case, it panned out.
Yeah,
In
I
some
only
cases,
get.
it's just too goddamn much. They'll like say, here's an original graphic novel, 64 pages, and it's going to cost you $30 for the physical copy plus shipping. And you're like, fuck. No fucking way.
Right, when you know you'll be able to get it for previews for
Well,
probably
in this
10
case,
bucks.
they if you read their thing, it said, no, we're not. I collect that ominous press stuff, okay? Bart Sears and Adam Smith and Ron Mars.
Yes.
It hasn't been great, I'll be honest with you. But I'm still interested in it because I love what they did in Cross Gen. I like when they did in Wizard Magazine with Brutes and Babes. And there's part of me that's just retroing on it.
You're a
And
sucker.
I'm a sucker. And they
I do
have
like
their
Bart Sears' art.
Kickstarter, but they're like, here's $10. Thank you very much. Thank you. We're not giving you anything. $60, you get the paper copy or something like that. I'm like, God damn it. That's ridiculous. I am supporting the Sam Guzman one. He's got three issues coming out of
Oh,
Combat.
the worst stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really into that. Well, I bought a Sailor's Tale, and I've been reading his stuff because his stuff was being published in the
Kubert.
DC Kubert books.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this guy, and why are these so fucking awesome? And they're true stories. That's what even
Yeah.
makes them more fascinating. I don't know if his combat ones will be because he was Navy. He was in the sh on the ship, so I don't know like what I'm actually getting with these other things, but.
It might be true stories, but not autobiographical.
It might be things that he's not witnessed, but
It was
people have
got from his
told him
buddies,
about.
yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm doing that one.
Okay.
I'm doing the Luke Foster one, but hopefully he'll make it.
I'm doing the Luke Foster. We can't promote it today because I think it ends today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do, well, I do Friends and then, well, I'm a sucker for original art, so if they have a level with for original art that's reasonable, I'll do that.
Well, you know that Golden Age, the people in the trailer park one that I got, the second one came out, and I did that one, and those guys are reasonable. Like I think if I
Yeah, or if
do,
it's reasonable, that's
if
the other.
I think if I do something that's Geek Brunch, I'm gonna do something that I think I'll be able to succeed with. Like I'm not gonna go with like $3,000 or $2,500. I'm gonna go with something to cover like just the basics. Maybe it'll sell the cover I just purchased for my issue, but it'll be something. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to like overachieve and then worry about it not being funded.
Yeah, if you do like, yeah, if you're to do
I don't want to
enough
be stressed out about it,
to
and I don't want
fund.
to be threatening people every day. I mean, not threatening them, but
That's
posting
right.
it. Buy
You
my
will.
shit! Buy my shit! I want to be like, here's this thing, and then relax a couple
Yeah, if you're
days, and then,
interested, then
hey,
help me
you know, we
out.
have this, and then 5 days later, and then 5 days later, we have this, but I don't want it to be like every fucking day. I want to be it more relaxed. I want it to be. And in my case, I can afford it. So to be honest, it's not fair to everybody because they can't afford it, but I can kickstart it and eat some of the cost and hopefully get some of it back.
Yeah.
Because I'll end up paying for my first issue, I know.
Yeah, but it, yeah, and there's different thing, like you can fund it for like to pay for the artists maybe, and then you'll eat the cost of the printing,
Yeah.
or you can go for the whole thing. Some people just go for the whole thing, or they'll pay for the artist and pay for the printing, and then basically they just
Depends
gotta.
on your level of artist. Like if you get a good artist, you probably won't be able to cover it.
No, well, then you gotta do like yeah, $10,000
Yeah,
Kickstarter.
it's gonna be expensive. So I think if you can cover the cost of printing, that's already a win, right? I mean, that'd be good.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I
yeah,
mean,
I.
obviously printing and whatever shipping costs because you don't want to eat shipping. Shipping sucks. I even hate shipping when I'm selling stuff. Because like if I do an empty envelope, shit sometimes it doesn't get there if it's USPS, I'll be honest with you. But if I've never had it happen if it's in their envelope, like their
Other
priority
priority mail, yeah.
flat mail, I've never had it. Like I'll have if it's in an envelope, I'll have shit arrive or I'll have my shit arrive and the envelope looks like it's been run over like 5 times and the thing's open and there's nothing in it and the envelope's empty.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck that shit. But that means you're gonna spend $6 on shipping.
Right, then you're gonna have to eat the cost.
That sucks. And then you have to ship it good because you don't know how anal retentive people are, right? They don't want to get a damaged product. So you should put it in like
Right,
good
protected, yeah.
cardboard in there, a good backing board, and a good at least polypropylene bag. And then protect the shit out of it with some cardboard on the outside and the inside, on the inside, I mean, on the front and back.
I was tempted to order this art book from, I can't remember the publisher's name. It's the one that does like Menton 3 and
Oh, you
what's
like
the other
that
guy's
guy?
name?
He's an IW. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't care for his art. It's very
I
looks
like his art.
computerized.
And who's the other dude? The guy Ben Temple Smith, those
It looks
guys.
computer painted though. Mention M3, his name is like Mention or
Yeah,
something like that.
Menton 3.
But it's got a 3 in there instead of an E.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, it was from the company that those guys, the art place they have, but it wasn't what it was. I can't remember the artist. It was some guy, but and I was kind of tempted by it, but I didn't get it because I'm not really into art books. But one of the things that kind of almost sold me on it was they showed like a video of their packaging. And they did like this awesome packaging, like where they wrapped it up and then they put it in another box, and then they put
Yeah.
that box in another box. So I'm like, oh, damn. It was a thing of beauty.
The thing of beauty is that's great, but that costs time,
Right.
right? 'Cause you're doing it. That's your time. Your time is expensive. I'm sorry, but time is. And a lot of people don't factor that in, but it is. I
Oh,
think my
for
time is
sure.
expensive. My free time's expensive because I don't have much of it. Like
Right, it's
During the week, it's like I get to watch one TV program, if that, eat dinner, and then crash out because I'm exhausted. I don't, in the middle of the night, I'll wake up because I can't sleep because the prob my brain, I'm getting too old for this shit, but my brain tries to solve problems at night, and it
You need
doesn't. It
to go up some
doesn't
management level.
fucking work. It doesn't. Yeah, I need to do something. It's not like I dream up a solution. I dream about the problem, and then it circles around nonsense.
Right, then it.
I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I might have a solution because I'm in the shower and it's like light bulb, bang, or you're on the
Right.
shitter and
Well, that's
you.
right. Your brain is. It doesn't make sense to you, but your brain is somehow organizing the information in your brain so that when you do need to access it,
Yeah, it's
it's
trying to
available
fill in those
for you.
white spaces. I guess.
It's like,
Random
well, these white
access. So put
spaces.
this over here a little closer to this part and
It's
put this one a little closer to this
that's
one.
right. Yeah, as the white space appears.
Defrag
Oh, look, we can defrag. We have some empty room now.
disk. It's fucking defragging at night and your brain's like, "What the fuck is going on? Why is
Like
my disk defragging? Why did it take all
these
goddamn
dreams make no
night?"
sense. I was dreaming one thing and then it crossed over something else. It was crazy. Kept changing.
There
In the morning,
was
like,
a
oh.
history book of the Silver Age in the back half too that I'm thinking of getting in a previews.
Oh, like in the book section?
Yeah. I'm a sucker for those history of comic stuff. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm a sucker. If they have ones about comic strips, I get them, but I'm not so into the comic ones.
Well, I'm into the superhero ones. The only ones that I'll get are if it has to do with superhero or horror. You know, like horror comics or war comics. But those Hermes Press books are very interesting. Like they interest me. I see them at like cons. Speaking of, are you going to Heroes?
I don't know. When is it? It's in the summer, right?
I think it's
June,
in June.
July. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to see when it is.
It's Father's Day's weekend.
Oh, that's right. Are you going?
We're going to Heroes. We haven't decided on Baltimore yet.
Heroes.
At least I mean, right now the plan is we're
What's
going
the
to
current
Heroes.
plan? The current
Yeah.
plan. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. To be honest, it's too far in the future.
It's not too far. It's already freaking almost April, dude.
Oh, it was too far in the future. Now it's not.
Well, last year you got a good excuse because you said it's my Father's Day. Well, I want to go to Heroes. There you go.
That's right.
Father's Day is coming up. Give me a
It's Father's
break.
Day again.
Give me a break. I deserve it as a father. I
I
need a
work hard.
break. I need a break. I work hard for my money. I bring home the bacon. Dun, dun, dun. I fry it up in a pan. Dun, dun, dun. I never ever let you forget you're my man. You remember the Majolene commercials?
Don't know what's Majoline.
Majolene? Anjoline! Sorry. Majolene. Anjoline. Anjoli. There you go. Learn something new every day.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
You never heard that commercial? God damn it.
What is it?
It was in the 70s. It's like fucking. It was.
70s. How old do you think I am?
No, it was like a. You remember Hayat Karate fucking aftershave, right?
Barely.
Well, they
I
had
mean, in
stuff for women
retrospect,
too. Angeline. What was Angeline? A perfume? Yeah.
I have no recollection of this.
I'll send you the goddamn YouTube video of it and you'll say, yes, I know what that is.
What was I wa I wasn't watching shows that had perfume
It was
commercials.
on every fucking commercial.
I was watching cartoons in the 70s. I was watching Gilligan's Island. It's $6 Million Man.
Were you in Canada at that time?
Yeah.
Maybe they
Maybe they
don't
didn't
have
have
Angeline in Canada.
That could be too. I don't remember any aftershave or perfume commercials. What was it on during Dallas or something?
No, you'd watch it like during Sanford and Son or something like that. Did you ever watch sitcoms during that time, Three's Company?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, you should have saw it.
What else did they play it during Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes.
I don't remember it. I watched Dukes of Hazzard every
Maybe
Friday
you just
night.
had your VCR and you recorded it and you fast-forwarded
Fast
through it.
forwarded through. I don't know. If, I don't think I had a VCR yet at that point.
Yeah, you probably didn't.
I think that was still the 80s.
Were you recording it off reel to reel?
I may no, I may have recorded some audio with my tape player though, of the TV.
Really? Off the cassette tape?
Yeah, cassette tape. I might have
And
recorded
then
some
you'd listen to the
strokes
TV?
on cassette tape. Yeah. You never did that?
I never did that, no. But my mom is guilty of taking our 8 millimeter. I remember she did this and she watched it. My mom used to love Elvis, like love Elvis. And this was towards the tail end of his career when he's starting to get fat and wear those white outfits. But he came on like ABC or something. He had some like Elvis special. And she
Ooh.
pulled out the 8 millimeter, which has no fucking sound. Okay, there's no fucking sound. There's no audio on this thing. And she recorded the whole damn thing by filming the TV. And then she would watch the 8 millimeter.
Those are short tapes too, aren't they?
They're pretty short. I think it took up like five tapes.
So she had watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. No sound. Man, she loved Elvis.
Yeah, my
You gotta
brother
really
recent
love Elvis to do that.
my brother many years ago took the 8 millimeters and converted them to CD.
Yeah.
And he had, I think he was like, I gotta make sure not to get these Elvis ones in there.
Ah,
It's
I have to get the Elvis ones.
like there's no sound, dude.
That is funny. I watched one Elvis, like live Elvis thing one time. I don't remember if
Yeah.
it was a documentary or if it was a special. I think it was a documentary. And I was amazed at how many women Elvis would kiss during his concert. Like he, this one, he went out to the audience and walked down like one of the rows, and he was just kissing like every woman as he went down the row.
Did he tongue kiss them, or was
It's
it
like,
just like a
damn, some
kiss
of them
on?
were no, so, no, that some of them were pretty passionate.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
Was this when he was married?
I don't know when this was in his. I mean, I think it was earlier, but I don't know his marital situation.
Huh.
Yeah, he
Was
was.
it pre banana peanut butter sandwiches or whatever
Yeah,
he ate?
it was skinny Elvis.
Skinny Elvis, okay. It's probably single Elvis.
Yeah, probably was. Man,
Do you think he's
he
still
was
alive? All
impressive.
that conspiracy.
I don't believe any conspiracy theories. None.
None.
They're all people who want to feel like they know something that others don't. Man, these Belladonna covers are something else.
They are.
My goodness.
I'm notorious for ordering these high-priced ones too by accident because when you order them by order, sometimes I don't really care. Like I'll just go with cover A. And sometimes their cover A is, I mean, not the cover A is the most expensive, but the first one that's in order on DCBS is the $9.99 cover.
Okay.
I'm like, fuck. I gotta be more careful.
Now I gotta count. So there, I'm looking at Belladonna Fire and Fury number 6, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 covers to choose from.
Well, there's 22 covers, and then they'll solicit
Oh,
a
there's
spec.
another one. There's 23 because there's the 50 Shades of Nude cover.
And then you have to, like, next month there'll be two more covers, like, at the expensive rate. So you gotta be careful. I already ordered number 6. Do you know what I mean? They'll have the number 7 cover out. But
Ah.
they'll still be soliciting 6 ones. You gotta be careful in that boundless section, man.
I like the one where she's like tied up and there's a bunch of like little people.
That one's nasty. I was looking at that this morning. That's funny you mentioned it because I don't have my previews with me anymore. But I'm like, what is that white stuff around her crotch in her mouth? Look at it.
Oh
That's a
yeah.
white wrap around cover. What's the white stuff there?
I assumed it was sweat, but yeah, because it could be something else.
It's only in two places where her crotch is and her mouth. That's a
No
bad one,
comment.
man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in that one. Fascinating.
Let's talk some comics.
Let's do it. What are you eating? Did your wife finally make you some food?
Yeah, she made me a breakfast burrito with sausage, cheese, egg. And green chili.
Classic. Your classic
Yeah.
Sunday morning burrito.
Yeah. We had a lot of eggs. Had to eat, do something with them. Well, I'm gonna pick the one that I'm not gonna continue with, but I don't. I think I'm already. It's already over. But I read Baby Badass.
Yes, I read Baby Badass.
And this one felt like a trauma film that was really, really bad. I mean,
It was very trauma-esque.
yeah, it was very trauma-esque. And all I could be is like, please don't have this baby suck on her breast. just because
Please, baby, don't suck in her breast. Please, baby.
I thought when she
I
was like coddling the baby, because he grabbed it.
thought he did, didn't he?
No, he grabbed it. He like grabbed the tit. But anyway, this is a story. I think it takes place in the universe where all the different characters are in. I think it's in that world. Zombie Tramp and Dollface and all those characters.
It
Vamp
almost seemed
Blade.
to take place in
Oh
the
no, this is the
American karate
future.
world.
This is in the future. This is like the year 20 something, like 2025 or 2030. Because they have that motorcycle that converts into a spaceship at the end.
Oh
It does it
yeah, it
doesn't it
flies.
doesn't feel like it feels like a motorcycle gang strip club book. And it's about this girl who gets in with this, I guess, the wrong dude. And he just uses her body to strip at the club, and then also he's gonna sell her for prostitution needs. And she gets abused and she deals with it. Like, she doesn't want to do the pole dancing on her first night, so she leaves. And he beats the crap out of her, and then she goes out and she finds this
Baby.
baby, naked baby in the middle of nowhere. It looks creepy, like the art. It's not a cute baby. It looks awful. It's almost like something out of a horror movie. And the artist doesn't interpret size well with the baby, because sometimes it looks huge, and sometimes, I don't know, it looks very creepy. But she gets this baby, she takes it in, she says, I'm going to take care of this baby. And then one of the ladies that works there in the bar, she's like, okay, we'll call the cops. And she's like, you can't call the cops, you know what they'll do to me. Just let me take care of the baby, and then I'll find out what we need to do. Well, the guy comes back, and he's like, what the hell, you whore? You had babies, and you slept with all these dudes, and now you have a baby? And he's like, what am I going to do with you now? And he starts beating the crap out of her, and the baby sees this, and eventually the baby beats the shit out of him, takes out this whole motorcycle gang in the bar, and it's violent. Like, it's like trauma violent. Like, it's,
Yeah, people getting ripped apart.
yeah, hearts coming out, he's eating the hearts, taking out crotches. He takes one guy's arm and shoves it up another guy's ass. He like rips it out. It gets crazy. And then he starts fight like there's a militaristic organization that's after the baby, and they want to kill the baby too. So it's not only this motorcycle gang, but it's like a military organization.
Right. And the one thing that, well, there's something up with this baby because the baby's like throwing dudes around, and there's no way he has enough muscle strength to actually do that.
Yeah.
There's no
Well,
way a
I
baby could
mean,
do these
he's
moves.
genetically enhanced, though. I think that's what
Enhanced.
the military organization is
Yeah.
after him.
It was violence. I'll give you that.
So what did you think? Are you going to stick with it?
No. I will not be getting the trade of this. It was yeah, like you said, it was a trauma film.
Yeah.
Was over the top. And then, like, the baby was. I see what you say with the sizing, because, like, by the end, the baby's, like, giant.
Yeah.
Like he comes up to her waist.
I can't find a pen to take show notes, so I'm going to have to open up my Rocket Raccoon Marvel box and use the pen of Rocket.
Your
But it's
what?
a not a bad pen either. I mean, it writes nice and dark. Rocket Raccoon. It was my last box.
Oh, like your
Pop actually decided to not do the mail order boxes anymore, which is good, because I said, hey, I'm going to cancel, And they said, well, you can't cancel because you did the yearly subscription, so you could cancel in March. Well, coincidentally, in March, they decided not to do them anymore. The
Wait, which box is this?
DC and Marvel one.
Oh, it was Pop that doing it though.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I just ordered a Pop. I'm not really into Pops, but I had to order a Pop.
What'd you order?
I gotta look, I don't remember what the name of it is.
You ordered something you don't know the name of it?
Yes. I don't
That's
remember the
weird.
exact name. I guess I can, here, let me look up. I kind of remember, so I'm gonna type what I kind of remember. I ordered a coma doof.
What is that?
That's the dude from Mad Max who was out at the front of the truck playing the
Oh,
electric
the guitar
guitar.
player?
Yeah.
I would love to have that, but my brain tells me if I ordered one Mad Max, I'd have to have them all.
Look at them all.
I can't just have the guitar player.
I
What's it gonna
know.
sit with?
Then I'm like, then I need to order the Morton Joe one too, probably.
Yeah. And then you have to order the guys that want to get sprayed with the paint.
The what were they called? Something boys.
Oh yeah, what were they called? The what do you call it, boys in Mad Max? The ones that want to get sprayed and go to
War
Valhalla?
boys.
War
War
boys.
boys. I was gonna say nasty boys, but those are wrestlers.
That's us. We could have been sprayed too. Do you have any regrets about that? We were together and we could have been sprayed.
I do not. I saw one dude, he sprayed him right in the, he opened his mouth and he sprayed him right in his open mouth.
Yeah, I was with you.
Well, you wanna get spray paint, spray down your throat?
I think it was safe. I don't think he would have just done it if it was paint. Do you remember they were selling the baking ones, the baking silver?
No. Who
Yeah,
was
they were
selling it?
selling
Like a
it. It was
booth?
No, I'm talking about they were selling it on the internet.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. The internet. I know what you mean by the internet. Yeah, so you think it was just like food grade
I think it was
spray
food
cake for a
coloring. That's what I think.
couldn't have been food coloring. It was probably like spray paint for cakes where you like can spray a cake, make it gold.
Yeah, it could
No, I have
be.
no. I don't regret it. I don't want to get sprayed in the face with cake spray when I'm trying to do some comic book shopping.
You do that bukkake stuff during the con. Why can't you get sprayed with some paint?
I only did that because Keith's booth was like right near the bathroom. So, what else are you gonna do over there?
Yeah. And then Luke's always doing that under his booth.
That was Luke said that was part of the pre-show ritual that had.
Yeah. It's like when you're setting up, there has to be bukkake under the table.
So I dropped my drawers.
Yes, you did. And then they kicked you out. Where's your badge, sir? And they're dragging you ass butt ass naked.
Like, wait, I didn't finish. I don't like to think about it.
It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah. So Badass Baby doesn't have any return customers, except I think it's only three issues, and I think I already ordered the whole damn thing.
Well, now you'll know the truth of the baby badass.
I thought the art, like with the motorcycle gang and the way he drew the girl, was a little bit weird, but it was cool. But the way he drew the baby was just, oh man, I just couldn't take it.
I thought the art wasn't bad, but there was something just unappealing about it. And I don't know if that's intentionally or what. I found it
Inconsistent.
unappealing.
I found it inconsistently unappealing. Like some panels I thought looked pretty good, and other ones looked really strange. Yeah.
Yeah, and that baby looked like a hideous monster.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. It was like a horror movie, and that's as a baby, it's creepy as hell. I don't.
Yeah, it'd be like if Troma did this as a movie, if you can imagine what Troma would do for the baby, how weird and horrifying it would look. That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, definitely in their wheelhouse. But I'm a fan of trauma films. Like, I mean, my trauma films, like Toxic Avenger, I think I've watched at least four of them. And I enjoyed a Road Trash or Street Trash. That was like one of my favorites. That was crazy shit. And then I think I watched Romeo and Juliet.
Ah, you're a trauma fanatic.
And The Class of Nuke 'Em High's
Well,
two of two of them.
that's a classic.
So, and there was one about chickens. I don't like a
Oh,
chicken rest
Poltergeist.
Poultrygeist. I watched that too. So like I've watched a lot of trauma films. This fell right into it. Like it might even be like I'd watch it if it was a film, but I don't know if I want to read anymore.
I could, yeah, I'd probably watch the film because, like, seeing that little baby flying around killing people
Kicking ass,
would actually be
pulling out
kind of interesting.
spines and
Yeah, it
all
would be
kinds of
kind of
stuff.
fun to watch.
Yeah. So what else we got? You pick the next one, I pick this one.
Let's do the Spider King.
Okay.
Because I think you didn't like it as much as I liked it.
Yeah, the Spider King and Badass Baby are didn't make my cut.
No, this
Spot
actually.
spot Spider King I didn't buy either. I had to Comixology it. And I don't regret not buying it.
Now, this one it actually ties back to what we were saying before, because I think this it says at the back of the book that this was a Kickstarter originally, and now they're bringing it out in issue form.
Yeah.
So I didn't look to see what I would have paid as a Kickstarter, but I'm sure it was much more than I ended up paying for it. So this Mike probably didn't like this because it takes place in, well, it's not really fantasy though, is it? It just takes place in olden times.
I would call it Viking story with sci-fi elements.
It's basically what would happen if there's an alien invasion during the Viking time and it was Vikings versus aliens.
Yeah, except you don't get into that in the first issue, really. It's basically two clans fighting of Vikings.
You get
And
to it.
well, towards, I mean,
At the end,
you
yeah.
get to an alien showing up and killing one of them, right? One of the leaders.
So like you said, so it starts out. Well, it starts out that the king in this one clan, the leader of this one clan has died, so his son has taken over as being the leader. But his son doesn't want to be the leader and feels he doesn't have the skills needed to be a leader. But he's kind of forced into this role, and they're battling. So then they're living, and this other group is coming into their area because they want to take over their land. So they need to fight them. So there's a big battle, and you find out that the leader of the other clan is actually related to the kid. But then, like, I think it's like during the battle, they see this like thing fall, and then all these people start running out of the forest that have like limbs ripped off and stuff. So they like retreat. And then you find out that the thing that fell was like aliens, and at the end they go investigate the alien ship. I liked it though, and I really liked the art in it. Who did the so the story was by Josh Van, and the art was by Simone Darmani. I really liked the art a lot.
And I didn't like the art, so maybe that's why it flipped the other way. 'Cause the story itself wasn't bad.
And the art, it's kind of like Andrew McLean art, who does Head Lopper. It kind of reminded me of that.
I don't like Head Lopper either, so
Well, there
that
you go.
explains it. It explains it.
I like this, though. And I thought.
I did like the one. I mean, the one scene that I did like is they portray the son as kind of like an idiot. Like he inherited one of the Viking families because his father was killed.
Right.
And he doesn't have as much success as his father did, being a leader or being a warrior.
No,
And
he's not great at either.
one of the things that he plans is he puts two of his dudes like in the trees, like doing one of
Oh,
the e doing an Ewok thing, right?
yeah. Yeah, they're on the
They're supposed
logs.
in Return of the Jedi. There's one of those smaller AT-ATs, and the Ewoks use two trees to like cut the rope, and the trees hit the top of the head of the
Yeah,
AT-AT, and it
crush it.
smashes it. Well, they plan that they're gonna do it, and they take off from both trees, and they're gonna take out the leader of the other Viking clan, and they hit each other
Yeah, well,
instead.
the leader moves away and the logs hit
Yeah.
each other, and then the two dudes go flying off the logs and
Oh, they're
smash into each
disintegrated. Their
other.
faces are like mushed together. They're dead. They killed each other.
Yeah, they died. It was a poorly executed plan.
Nah, it wasn't good. Well, they portray that guy as kind of like an idiot. Like he's not smart. He's not a smart warrior. And he
No.
almost like is reluctant too. Like he doesn't want
Yeah, he doesn't want to do
he
it.
doesn't even want to do it. Like he's forced into this. They're like all the elders after his father died, this is your clan now. You have to do that. That's what you're gonna do. But I don't wanna.
Yeah, it's like,
Well,
you're our
I'm
new
gonna do
leader. But
it.
he's like, but I don't like any of this stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to do this. I want to play video games. Come on.
I liked it, though. I'm gonna get the trade. The only thing, I actually kind of liked the. I would have liked the story if it didn't have aliens in it and it just kept telling the story of the kid. Because
Yeah, I
I
think
found
I
that
would have
compelling.
liked it more, but you'll see, I guess, with issue two
Yeah,
how
how
that really
it proceeds.
proceeds. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not. I gave these a 3 out of 5, which means I enjoyed them, but I didn't enjoy them enough to continue
I
with
gave this
them.
one a 4 out of 5. And I don't know what I gave Baby Badass. I can't find it.
Is it Baby Badass or is it Badass Baby?
Don't know. Good question. It's Baby Badass.
Badass Baby. Baby Badass.
You're thinking of the Geek Brunch comic, Badass Baby.
Yep, that's coming soon.
Coming soon on Kickstarter.
And we'll have like a better rewards, like you could get on Bill's dark web and get some ATM action.
Right. We will send you free credit for one ATM session.
One ATM session for $1,000. God damn, we're funded already. Shit. Well, I'm
Nice.
sorry. Lucky it wasn't full. I know. I had a bottle of water and it was empty and it fell off my tray and hit Harley in the
I heard the clunk.
head.
Well, listeners, re rewind, and you can hear Harley getting clunked in the head with a
Well, I'll vouch for her head. Her head's
up.
harder than a rock. I've been headbutted before.
So she is okay.
Yeah, she's fine. It was empty. It didn't have any weight to it. So I guess our next book, I'm gonna save my favorite for last, unless it turns out to be your least favorite. But I guess my next one I'm going to talk about is Betty Page. And now you might have read
Oh.
this a while back.
I did, I forgot. I'll have to find my notes on it because I forgot to grab it.
So Betty Page, well, the art, let me see who does the art. I like the art. Except they do a lot of photo referencing. Like you could see, especially when they're in Hollywood, that somebody took a picture of certain areas and used it as a backdrop.
The backgrounds.
This is David Avalone is the writer and Colton Worley is the artist. And I like the art. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, that name is familiar to me, so I think he's done other things. I'll look it up.
And I bought two covers for this. Dynamite suckers me into buying multiple covers sometimes. I am into the photo covers. So I'll buy like the photo Betty Page variant,
Ooh, that's nice. I didn't get
and
that one.
yeah, I buy those. And then I bought cover A, which is the Terry Dodson cover, which is they're actually building a they're doing a Kickstarter right now for this particular statue, like the statue that goes along with this cover. And it's $150. Very tempting. Like if I had the room, I would buy this statue. It's beautiful. It's done by Terry Dodson, and there's
Yeah,
like
I
four
noticed that
days
one. It
left.
was nice.
I'm a sucker for the dynamite statues, but I just don't have no room for them. But this story, the part I don't know about is I know she did a lot of like what would you say, like men's magazines that may have been illegal? Like underground
Yeah,
magazines?
I don't think they were illegal, but yeah, I would say underground.
But the thing that made
Well,
me
she did
think
some
there.
bondage stuff,
Yeah,
right?
she did do bondage. That might have been illegal.
I don't think it was illegal, but I don't think it
Well,
was.
then why is the FBI raiding her filming in the first one?
Because it's illegal? I don't know. Because they're cracking down on
Pornography?
the moral behavior.
Well, they could be. It could be illegal in this where she is. I don't know if she's in New York or what. But she's just doing a photo shoot. She's like in like a military outfit, pretty skimpy, getting a photo shoot done. And then all of a sudden, all these FBI agents come in. Go, 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 go. And she escapes off of the balcony, and there's like the scientist dude, kind of like Howard Hughes, right? He lets her into the car, and they get in the car, and she goes, "I want to go back." And he goes, "You got to stay away because I think they got a good picture of who you are." And he takes her to LA, and he said, "I need a new assistant because my assistant went vanishing, and then my wife went vanishing before that." And she starts working there. She gets bored, and she says, "Man, I should get into Hollywood." So she tries to do her thing in acting. And meanwhile, there's another person that works with this Howard Hughes guy, and he invites Betty on some weird, and she goes, "I'm getting this creepy vibe off of this dude, and I'm gonna write a note to Howard Hughes or this whatever his name is, and say, hey, I'm gonna be here. Something bad might happen. You better come." And she gets put there, and he's like wearing this robe, and he looks like he's gonna sacrifice her to some god, and he's like he admits that he killed the previous assistant. And then Howard Hughes and his two bodyguards come in, and they essentially shoot the dude. He has a sword, and they just kill him right off the bat. And that's kind of how it ends. But it was really cool. It was a cool adventure tale in the 50s. I dug it. And
Was that just a one shot?
no, it was it's still going on from what I understand.
Okay.
No, a trade is solicited this month, so it must have ended. I think it's six issues. But I am gonna continue with this one if it does. I liked it a lot. And I keep getting two covers for this, usually a cover A and then a photo cover.
So I found my notes on this. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I said, great art. So I really like the art. But I wish
I
this.
did too. I liked the art. I thought it was really good. Above average for sure for Dynamite.
Yeah, and I said, I wish the story was longer. So I think I thought it was too compressed. Like I wish they had decompressed it a bit.
Yeah. But this scientist dude works for like I don't know. He works for like a weird organization. It even has an acronym. It's like something like SHIELD, but it's something else. I didn't write down what the acronym was. But I liked it. And it had an interesting thing at the beginning. I found it fascinating because I've always thought Betty Page is absolutely beautiful. I have bought Betty Page comics before because in the 80s they would publish like photo comics. Like it was like they do with Star Trek now, where John Byrne will take an episode of a Star Trek, and then he'll splice it into a new tale. Well, in the 80s, there were some Betty Page comics where they'd have photos of Betty Page and they'd splice them into a story. So I have some old Betty Page comics, But there was like this interesting blurb at the beginning that I found really interesting. She was talking to herself like in a caption box, and she said something like, "I learned from one guy that I should always wear my bangs down." Like she'd always have these bangs that would go down her forehead, and she said it really paid off because the guy that was her photographer said she always had a huge forehead. And I never noticed it before, but she has a big forehead. I don't know. I found that kind of
Oh, so
interesting.
her bangs like
Yeah.
made it seem like her forehead was.
And if you're a fan of The Rocketeer, they took his love interest, which was played by Jennifer Connelly, and even the Rocketeer creator admits to using Betty Page as
The
the main
model,
the
yeah.
model for the character.
Did you order the Rocketeer statue that was in a couple previews ago?
No, I didn't.
It was nice, but it was expensive.
When it goes past 125, I'm very like leery of them. And it's not just because it's mostly space, but they get
Yeah, that'll be
they
big.
like some of these statues are absolutely beautiful, but they're like $200.
Yeah, I think
They're
I
expensive.
think it was like $300 or something.
Yeah, and then if you even get real expensive, they end at 500, but those are too big. You'll see like the sideshow statues, they're fucking enormous, man.
Yeah, you gotta have a lot of
You'll
space for
see them at
those.
like con. You have to like have like a freaking 8 foot display for those types of statues where you could have really large statues in the display case.
Yeah, they've had some. I've seen some really nice ones, but they're so gigantic. It's like I don't have room for that.
Yeah.
Nowhere I could put that.
I'm really curious. I wanted to ask you this because I was thinking about this. You were a big Walt Simonson Thor guy. What are you reading the Jason Aaron Thor, or are you kind of just let it not even in on it?
I'm not reading it.
Oh,
I'm
I
not paying
like
attention
it.
to it.
I think he's
Should
pretty
I be
damn
reading
good.
it? I did get the Thor's trade.
Yeah, I've liked everything that he's done with Thor. I'm not all caught up, but the Jane Foster stuff is amazing. And the stuff before that was really good too.
Yeah, I need to. I think the library will probably have those, so I should check those out. I am interested in reading them though, because I do like his stuff typically.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you pick the next one.
Many do we have to choose from? I got one, two. We only have two left?
I think so. Maybe we have more. I have to look. I know we have Barbarella left.
Yeah.
And we have.
We have Punk's Not Dead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll tell you right off the bat, these were my picks of the week. I dug these both.
Me too.
And one of them surprised the shit out of me. Like, Barbarella
Oh,
surprised the shit out of
Barbarella.
me. I had no fucking idea. I
What it was
watched
gonna be.
Barbarella. Let's just talk about that real quick. Back when I was really young, and this is in high school, I know it was in high school because I had a TV in my own room that used to be my parents' TV, and I had a cable box to that TV. And this will tell you what time frame it is. It's pretty old. Because cable boxes back in the day, they used to have like these little controller boxes with like this three-tier switch. And the first row would be like your regular stations and maybe USA Today, I mean USA and TN whatever. They didn't even have TNT back then, but maybe Channel 5, KTLA or whatever, what the hell, WGN. And
Adrian.
then the second row would be like your higher tier, like ESPN, all that stuff. And then your last tier
MTV.
would be your like HBOs and all that movie channel shit. And but I had a UHF thing too. And back then, UHF was like, it had a few stations. There were like three UHF stations, and one of them was like a Fox offshoot. And they would show old Batman 66s, and they would show that like Sean Connery movie where he looks like a pornography star. I forget what the hell it was called.
Oh yeah, it's
You know
damn it
which
now.
one where he has that little cock piece on? And he has a
Yeah,
ponytail?
it's like one word or something.
Yeah, they had that movie and they had Barbarella. And I remember Barbarella was Jane Fonda, I believe. And I watched it. I watched it from beginning to end, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is weird. And the special effects were like absolutely horrible. So I said, you know, when this came out, and plus I'm very sympathetic to Dynamite. Like I tend to like their stuff. So I was like, I'm gonna try this Barbarella, but I didn't remember what it was. I didn't expect to get what I got, and I thought it was amazing. Like in the
I didn't know
future.
what I was gonna expect from it.
Didn't it have the art have a European artistic style too?
Especially at the beginning, it was very like what's his name? Milo
Milo Manara.
Manara. Yeah, had a
Yeah.
very Manara-esque quality to it.
And it still does. Like I read issue two, so I actually continued with it, but
The one
there.
thing though, there like some of the drawings are like kind of weird looking.
Oh, they're off. I mean, it's not like
But
you
it's
want.
weird. Okay, so it's off, but it's still appealing for some weird reason.
It's very appealing. I don't know why. And like Barbarella isn't like this type of girl that she's pretty clothed in this one, other than when she goes to the prison and they start
Gets
to have
naked.
they. I
Gets
don't know what
naked.
they have, like a bump and grind sexual session, but they don't have. In the future, the thing I like about this is we get into religion, okay? And when you get
Yeah,
into
so
religion and sci-fi, you know I am with religion. I'm like fascinated with it. And in the future, there's this race of religious
it's a planet,
people.
right?
Yeah, it's a planet.
Because doesn't it start where Barbarella like crash lands or something or gets
Yeah,
captured?
she actually gets captured, and they say, "Oh, arrest her immediately." And she's like, "What the fuck did I do?" Oh,
Well,
you
they
have.
scan her. Yeah,
You
they scan
scan her
her
and you're like,
first.
you have fucking vagina. You
You
can't
have
have a
contraband,
vagina. You
yeah.
have contraband. You have a vagina. You can't have a dick or a vagina or anything on this world. So they have like this machine that will like remove your vagina and it removes her vagina, so she can no longer have vagina things going on. And none of these guys have dicks. And everybody's like programmed, and then they have these robots all over the
Everyone's
fucking
very
place.
religious, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's very religious. They like repeat words over and over again. They sing psalms. It's very strange, and they kill a lot of people. It's so weird because religion. I mean, if you look at it from a certain standpoint, you know, religion has killed a lot of people, and they take this stance in this book, and
Well, and
it's just weird.
they removed everyone's genitals because they feel that that's the root of all desire, sexual desire, and if they remove that, then people won't do bad things because they won't have the sexual desire anymore.
Yeah, and they are pretty much like the Antichrist after this. It's like they become more like routine drones, in my opinion. But anyway, she committed the crime. She has her vagina removed, and then she's in this prison of women who don't have genitals. But there's this one woman who looks like she's got parts, and I don't know, they show later on. She's got like a mohawk or a half mohawk, kind of like I did in high school. And she forms a relationship with Barbarella, who seems to have like different powers on this world. Like she's a little stronger, she's a little smarter, she could do things that other women can't. And she's like, we should just get it on, we should just do it. And then all of a sudden, there's like this big ol' orgy of women
And I think
taking off their shirts.
the Mohawk woman is from Earth, right?
Yeah,
Isn't she an Earthling?
she's from Earth.
Yeah.
And I think she's got human, but she's like got robotic parts. It's weird. She's got like stuff going on. She says, we need to escape. And they do manage to escape, and they escape as nuns. It's pretty interesting how they do it. They escape as nuns, and that's where you get into issue two, where they're undercover as nuns just trying to get away.
So do they infiltrate like or because the one thing they don't show in this book in number one at least is regular people in the world. They showed like the government And then they show the people in prison, but they don't show the actual like day-to-day ongoings of the people.
They have a scene with regular people, but I don't know if it was set up because they're trying to protect, like they know these two nuns are not really nuns, and that, 'cause they're supposed to be a meet-up person, another person they're supposed to meet up from Earth. So they get dressed, they like blow a hole in the ground and they're able to escape through the sewer system, and kind of all the other women follow them, but it's just Barbarella and this woman, and they get away, they act like nuns, and they say they get these fake ID cards, which are just it just has a picture, and it says if they run into you, make sure that you say you have your code of silence where they can't say a word as a nun. You know, they can't say anything. So you just show your ID and they'll leave you alone. But there's this one priest cop that comes onto this where they're hanging out eating, and he's like, I know something's up with those two, and I'm looking for escape people. And he goes to question them, and then there's a bunch of like normal people that just crowd around him, and they're like, touch me, touch me. And then he touches them, and he says like, shit, I could feel my arm again. And they're like getting all like religious with him, like, and then they surround him, but I think it's just a ruse so they can let they crowd that guy so they can escape with their point of contact. So you really don't get to see the people other than in that scene. And then they have like this weird link to the robots where the robots do these things and then they can transmit, I guess, through the air, how the pain that they're feeling into the people. It's very strange. It's a very strange book. But I like it. It's like surprised the hell out of me because this doesn't feel like a Dynamite book. It really doesn't.
Like in what way?
Art-wise, for sure, it feels
Yeah.
like a this feels like a Titan book to me. This feels like something that I'd read on the Static X imprint.
The art is definitely European. But then the story, so it's written by Mike Carey
Yeah.
with art by Kenan Yarar. I liked it.
What did you think?
I liked it. I was
I
into
mean,
it.
did you give it a four?
I gave it, yeah, probably a four. And I will get the trade. This will be one that I get the trade on. Yeah, I enjoyed it too. I was surprised. It was not what I was expecting. And I don't know which cover you got. I got the Rockefeller cover. Man, it's beautiful.
Which cover was that?
It's got her like in this red suit. There's like planets behind her.
I don't know. I got cover B. Let me see if it says who did the cover in my database. I don't think it's Rockefeller.
Mine's cover A. Rockefeller did cover A.
Yeah, I did the Joe Jusco. And I don't know
Oh,
if
I
you
see.
remember him, but back in the
Yeah. He
80s,
he's a
he did a bunch of
classic.
Marvel cards, and they were like Marvel Masterpiece cards, and I became addicted to them. Matter of fact, me and Barb used to have a lot of fun with cards. I'd buy the whole box, and then we'd go through all the box to make sure I got all the cards. So I still have those cards in like a binder somewhere. And this month's previews, they have a Marvel Masterworks reprint in IDW of all his art. So if you're interested in seeing what Joe Jusco's art looks like drawing Marvel, they have like this oversized hardcover of those cards.
I didn't
So
notice that.
yeah, it's there.
Who's publishing it?
IDW.
IDW.
Yeah.
Check that
But I
out.
went with the Joe Jusco. I
Oh,
now
yeah,
that
there
I'm kind of
it
torn on this though, because the rug, I love Rockefeller. Like he's that is a beautiful cover.
God, I love the cover. Whew. It's a thing of beauty. It's
But
gorgeous.
so is my cover.
I think
So I'm
there's a
torn.
lot of good cover. I think I almost got the Joseph Michael Lisner one because I like his art too.
See, I don't like his art, 'cause they have his art in is it the Betty Page ones?
Yeah,
And
he did a Betty
I
Page
tend to
cover.
stay away from those covers. 'Cause he did Cry for Dawn, and I never was a fan.
I love Cry for Dawn. Love it.
We're very different when it comes to art.
Everyone is different when it comes to art.
Yeah.
Everyone has different things that appeal to
I think
them.
it's easier to agree on stories or writing than it is to agree on like whether something's soothing to your eye or not. But yeah, I dig this series. I was pleasantly surprised with both Betty Page and this one. This one more so because it felt like a really good Static X Titan book. Like I could see this being published by Titan. And I really enjoyed it. I was surprised. I'm gonna probably finish reading three today. Just finish where I'm at. I really dug what I saw, and the fact that it's got that religious stuff in it, I'm just infatuated with it.
Cool. So two thumbs up for Barbarella.
That was my highest rated book. I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Believe I gave that one a 4. But then the next one I gave 5 out of 5
I
to.
gave it a 5 out of 5 too, but I gave
Okay.
it a 5 out of 5 below Barbarella. So set this one up.
So this book is called Punk's Not Dead from Black Crown. And it starts off, this kid is at school and he's having a fight, like an after school fight, and they're wearing uniforms, so somewhere in England in a whatever school, and he's having a fight and he's hearing this voice in his head and it's telling him, keep your chin down, keep your hands up, protect yourself, and he's kind of like coaching him along. And then then it jumps back to like the previous day. When he was, how is it?
He's on a reality TV show with his mom,
Oh
right?
yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they show this kid and he's on a reality TV show,
Very
and he's
much like
saying
the Jerry
like,
Springer show. I'll put it out like it's written like it was on Jerry Springer.
yeah. So it's like one of those shows where they're talking about. Well, they show like it's actually funny. They have a page that shows like the topics of the day on his show, and the
Yeah.
thing. When kids go bad, and there's like, oh yeah. So then, and they talk about this kid. So this kid's on because his, they set up his story by saying he's on drugs and he has gay porn under his stashed under his bed, and his mom's a hardworking mom. So and they have the mom and the kid on the show, and then he starts saying stuff about his dad, and the mom's looking at him like. Like, what do you do when you're not supposed to be talking about that? And then she said, and then after the show, she's like, "You went off script. What were you doing?" And he's like, "Sorry, I don't know what came over me." But basically, what they do, what this mom and kid do, is they go on different shows and things as different characters to make money, it appears.
Right, it appears their father, though, was like some kind of like agent, if you will, that had to invade this train to find contraband of some sort. And he invaded the train. And I don't know if this is something they made up or something that is really part of the story, but he raided the train and then found out there was no contraband and they were shoving gold in there. And he killed a lot of people, and he's like, they set me up. I'm gonna steal some gold for myself. And that's where he got imprisoned. So the
Right,
father's
yeah, so
locked
he's in
up.
prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then so they're the mom and the kid are at the airport going home after after being on the show. And he's washing his face when he hears well, yeah. I can't turn to the page because they're my
You're
in my copy of
sticky.
the book, my pages are stuck together.
I wonder what you were doing when you were reading that book.
Yes, because Sid Vicious
There's some
does it for me.
ATM going on there.
Oh, is that where he's in the bathroom and then he hears some dude like so he's in the stall and he hears some dude like commenting on a guy at the urinal. He's like, "Man, you have a little willy." And then, was that where he said he's like, "You didn't wash your hands. This
You
guy
didn't
didn't wash
wash your
his
goddamn
hands."
hands. That drives me crazy because I see it like so much where people just don't wash their hands, and it bothers me more when they come out of the stall and you know they were taking a shit and they don't wash their hands, because your hand is in your ass. I mean, I don't know if they don't wipe or if they, I don't know what's going on. They have to wipe their ass, and you know
You
they're
hope,
going to
yeah.
back and touching shit.
Yeah, they've some yeah. Does
Yeah.
that toilet paper is not very thick either.
No, it's not. They don't buy the good toilet paper.
The
They buy the cheapest one
one
sheet,
ply.
one ply, yeah. This guy is exactly like Sid Vicious.
Yeah, so then the kid goes out and he sees Sid Vicious is out there. And he's like, "What the hell?" And he's like, "So," and at first he thinks he's just joking around, but then Sid like comes through the wall and he's like, "Whoa, holy shit." So then Sid tells the story of how he got there, and he says that Sid's mother was bringing his ashes back from America. And it was in the airport, and she had dropped them, and they got sucked into the air conditioning, the return vent, and he's been stuck in the airport ever since as a ghost.
Can I tell you something that I found really weird?
Yes.
Did you read the back matter?
I did.
I found it weird that they were saying it wasn't Sid Vicious.
I did too.
Like,
I thought it was.
why would you say that? Like, for legal reasons or something? Maybe you can't have the right to Sid or
That could be. I didn't think about that, but
That is the only thing I could think of, because in the comic book, if you just read the comic book, you think it is the ghost of Sid Vicious. And
yes.
in the letters page, they say, this is not Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
This is somebody
That's
that's kind of like him.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me, but now it does. Like it could be for Lee. Well, they say that it's not Sid Vicious, but it's the ghost of Sid Vicious, but it's not actually Sid Vicious's ghost. It's like
But why
the
say that?
after effects of him. I don't know.
It's
That's why
just,
I
it's
thought it was
something
weird
really
too.
weird that I don't think they should have said.
You're right
Unless
though. It might be for
unless you
yeah,
had to
for legal
say it.
reasons. Yeah,
It's
because
almost like
otherwise
they
they'd have
threw
to
that.
license
It's
Sid
almost like
Vicious.
some lawyer said, hey, maybe you'd want to do this to cover your own ass. That's the only thing I could think of why you'd even do that.
Yeah, he said we
There's no
can't
ben
actually
there,
have a
there's
Sid
no
Vicious.
benefit to the story to say that it isn't Sid Vicious. Do you know what I
No,
mean?
yeah, why, yeah. Making that designation doesn't add anything to the story, certainly.
And Sid Vicious, if you say it is Sid Vicious, it's more of a draw, wouldn't you say?
I
Like,
would say
so hell, like if I knew it was Sid Vicious, I would have bought it.
they should
But
have paid
instead,
more.
I.
They should have paid for the licensing and licensed Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
But they use his name, or do they just call him Sid?
They call him Sid. I thought they said Sid Vicious because they started talking about the music. They never mentioned Sex Pistols though.
Yeah, they did not mention Sex Pistols.
But they kind of have the story, like they said his ashes co are coming back from the States, and that's where he died. That's where he had the overdose, right?
Yeah, and they say the year and everything.
Yeah.
Well, and they do show. They show like albums, like the remote. He's looking at the.
Yeah.
So Sid ends up getting attached to this kid, so he's able to leave the airport and go with this kid. And he's looking through the kid's record collection or the mom's record collection, I guess.
Yeah.
And they do talk about that. Well, they do mention Sex Pistols though, because
Oh,
they
do
talk
they?
about. Well, they talk about that they had that one show that got can't. Because he's like, I live in wherever he said he lived. And Sid's like, oh yeah, we almost played a show there, but it got canceled. And then
Oh,
they
yeah.
showed like a poster that.
And I think that is true. I think that's like true Sex Pistols shit.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So like I guess my only question is, it's a weird thing to put in the letter page. Usually the letters or the back matter doesn't turn me off, and this back matter turned me off. Like I wanted this to be Sid Vicious.
I say it is ambitious. I don't
So
care what the lawyers made them say.
I when I imagine this, I'm gonna say it's Sid Vicious. And I'm gonna think of Sid and Nancy, the movie, when I see him. I'm gonna think of Gary Oldman.
Okay, well then.
Yeah.
I wonder if Nancy's going to be in it.
Cause I didn't become I didn't actually come into the Sex Pistols until after I saw Sid and Nancy, because Sid and Nancy was playing at one of those weird in high school. It was playing at one of those theaters across from the college, like where they have like it's not even a big screen. It's just like this tiny independent film type thing. And my friend, who was very into punk, like he wore combat boots. He was a geek though, like he was real intelligent and like engineering wise and in math and stuff. We're in advanced math and stuff. He took me to see Sid and Nancy, and then I was like blown away by the movie, and not only the movie but the soundtrack. Like the soundtrack is fucking amazing. And then I started to like get into like Sex Pistols albums, and then I was doing Johnny Rotten, and I followed PIL from there. And when he
PIL had like a big song around that time too, didn't they? It was
yeah
right
it
in
was
there.
I could be wrong, I could be right, I could be black, I could be white. Yeah, there he was. I remember Johnny Rotten being really upset with Information Society, because he said that the guy from Information Society stole his image. Very, very different style of music. Like they're not even close as musicians, but he said he stole his look and his mannerisms, and I could kind of see that because I saw Information Society in college. So yeah, I do like I do like my Sex Pistols, and they were weird too, like Sid Vicious had his own solo career briefly, where he sang like My Way and a couple of other things. His version of My
He had a
Way,
record, at
yeah, his version of
least a
My
solo
Way
record.
is pretty awesome. He had
Yeah, well, they
another
had that in the.
another song that, and he was just a bass player, so he just like pounded the bass. It was like, I never wanna be a dog. I'm like, I dig the Sid Vicious stuff. It's very different, and he's not the most talented musical musician, but
No, he was a
he's punk.
character.
He was a visually
And I
stunning.
think.
He would cut himself on stage. That was fucking weird. I think Iggy Pop does that too. Like he had a thing to do that. I don't know why they do that. But this is a good comic. I'm glad you picked it, 'cause I wouldn't have read it. I wouldn't even read it.
I was surprised you didn't get it, because I know you like Sid
Well,
and
it's
the
weird
Sex
that you picked
Pistols.
it on the one week that Drew mentioned it. That hey, you gotta check this, The Smiths. And I'm like, what the fuck? How did I miss this? I said, Bill picked this. How did this happen? So I think what I'm gonna do with this book is just keep reading it digitally. And I think number two's already out. Or I might
Yeah.
do what you did and just get the collected edition when it comes out.
Also, she could say the art was really good too.
Oh, the art was spectacular.
Can't remember who.
That was a
Let's
painter.
see. Martin si no, that's not it. Oh yeah, Martin Simmons.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was great.
The only thing I didn't like was the letters page or the back matter.
The back matter. That's what you get. See, the one time you read the back matter, and look what happens.
I read back matter a lot, but I only read it for books that I think it's gonna matter.
Yeah, well, you'll read it for the ones you like.
Like Hard Case Crime, I'll always read the back matter.
Yeah, they got good back matter.
So, I'll read some of the Image back matters too, like if it's a Greg Rucka book, like when he did the witchcraft one or Black Magic, I like really enjoyed the back matter there.
Yeah, in a book like this, you're going to read the back matter because you're curious to see how the story came to be
Yeah.
and how they decided to use Sid and the ghost of Sid in a story. So I could see that.
Don't read the back matter if you read this comic book, and I think it'll work even better. Yeah, that's good stuff. The only other things that I've read that I want to mention is I did read the Swords of the Swashbucklers, and this, like I said, this is an old Marvel book that came out and then became an epic line. Let me actually pull it up so I know who the creative team is, but I think it's Jeff Isherwood that did the art. Marvel graphic
Was it
novel.
like a, was it Mantlo or whatever?
Yeah, Bill Mantlo, 'cause this was a I think this yeah like we already talked about this was a Kickstarter, and this was Bill Mantlo's brother trying to get, 'cause Bill Mantlo was like hit by a car and he's still in like some kind of coma where he's alive but not real, like he can't do much.
Yeah.
And his brother was trying to raise money, so they had this Kickstarter, and they've done a lot of things for like for some of his previous collections and stuff. And this one
Properties,
came out, and I thought I'm gonna support that, but I'll support it when it comes out, because I knew it was coming out, because I had already knew there was gonna be a Swords of Swashbuckler series. And it was really good. It's issue number, like, I don't own much Marvel graphic. I own the Death of Captain Marvel, which I did read, and I own a She-Hulk issue. And this was 14. This is issue 14 of the Marvel, and it's Butch Geist is the artist, and then Isherwood takes over the other series, I believe. But it's about this girl that really loves the ocean, and she doesn't ever want to move. Like, she just loves the water, loves the ocean. She actually thinks she's aquatic, and she's like the great 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 granddaughter of some pirate off of North Carolina that was a female pirate. And if you ever go to North Carolina, South Carolina, there's a around that coast area, there's a lot of pirate stuff. Like, there's Micah took us to a pirate museum that was around there that went over all the pirates that were in that area, and there was some big name pirates. And her father is like a historian of pirate artifacts, and the mother is the illustrator for all the historical pirate stuff. And they're discussing, and they're like, we got to get our daughter away from this. She doesn't even associate with friends. She just likes to hang out by the ocean. Well, she's up by the ocean, and she discovers like this alien artifact, and she touches it, and she goes into a coma. And her parents are real concerned. They call the military. The military comes, and they surround the orb that's in there. And then it cuts to space pirates, and then there's w this one woman, and there's this like this collective group that invades worlds, and they steal from the worlds, and then they imprison the people. And this one pirate girl, who's the daughter of the mother that's her great great grandmother, is in space. I guess they thought she was dead, but somehow they've taken her into space, and she's survived and hasn't gotten older. And she's part alien, so her mother obviously had sex with an alien. I mean, the great great grandmother had sex with an alien and produced this pirate girl. And she's got like a lot of things to worry about. Like, half of her crew wants to steal her job, and then the other half is loyal. And she goes after these collective people who raid the world, and she attacks their ships and sort of destroys them, and then frees the prisoners. Goes back to the world of the prisoners, and then gets reward from the people that she just saved, and that's the loot that she always gets. And they find out that they have to go through this like forbidden zone, and the forbidden zone is you're not even supposed to get a spaceship through there. It actually takes them to Earth, and she meets like her sister, or not it wouldn't be her sister, it'd be her relative, because her great 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 grandmother had. But anyway, she comes out of her coma by touching the orb again and gets these weird powers, fire and water and everything. And it looks like earth elemental powers. And the aliens that were gonna invade Earth, they capture the parents. But it was really good. That was the graphic novel, and then it starts its own series. The art is pretty freaking amazing by Butch Geist. I really like his art. Good stuff. I'd recommend it.
Sounds interesting. It does sound, I mean, they always market it kind of as a space op or a opera. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Like a soap opera. Like an ongoing tale with lots of twists and turns.
And the only other one that I wanted to push was another Dynamite book. It was Doc Savage. And I've always liked Doc Savage. And this is one where his niece is telling him, "Hey, we have this missing girl that I used to know, and I don't think she's dead in the ocean. Can we go rescue her?" And then he gets a call from the president. And the president says, "You know, this is during World War II time frame, where we have enemies in the Pacific. And a volcano destroys a military base." And they said, "Like, this volcano showed up out of nowhere. I need you to go investigate it." And if you've ever read Doc Savage or Shadow, not so much Green Hornet because he only has Kato, but Shadow and Doc Savage have a bunch of agents, and each one of them has abilities. Like, one's smart, one is a brute that could fight, one can fly planes better than anybody. He has all these like specialists in various areas. They go with him, and two of them go into a sub, and two of them go on plane, and they start to get shot down in midair by some group that are in masks, and there's like an aerial fight, and he tells his niece, "Hey, once I'm done with this task, I'm gonna go look for your friend." So I think the friend missing is gonna be related to what else is happening on this island. But it's really cool, especially if you like pulp and you like the time frame. It works really good, and the art is really cool. I like Dynamite. I do like me some Dynamite. I'll probably read some more Dynamite this weekend. What did you read that different?
One of your recent posts actually reminded me of this that we never talked about, actually leads to another thing. So you recently posted a image of a commission you got of Atari Force.
Yep.
And who's the artist on that?
Zach Bassett.
Zach Bassett. Now, Zach Bassett, in addition to being an artist, is also a writer
Yes.
and has written things for Cosmic Times. And I read the Cosmic Times book, Decisions, The Faces of the Stranger.
I like Decisions. It's a strange anthology is what it is.
Yeah, so there's been there standalone stories in this series. I think they're each number ones, but they're kind of like almost Twilight Zone-esque kind of stories, I would say.
Yeah, in your life, you come at the crossroads of, you'll always come at a crossroad in your life where you either go left or you go right. And that's what this whole Twilight Zone story is about. You come to some crossroad and you're going to make a decision, and what is that decision going to be? And sometimes they'll tell you how it folds out. If you go right, it'll be this. If you go left, it'll be this. Or go whatever.
Right at the decision point in your life, and each one kind of deals with a different topic. This one deals with, I guess, kind of like a child, not child abuse, but sexual improprieties with kids. So in this book, there's this teenage kid who doesn't have a lot of friends, is kind of an outsider, and he meets this guy at the like he's at this park, and he meets this guy near the bathroom, and he kind of how did he so he gives him he has some porn. He's like, "Hey, you ever see any porn?" And he's like, "Yeah, I've seen, I can get it, see it on the computer." But he's like, "Here, check this out." And I think, didn't he give him like, I think it was like gay porn or something. And so, but basically he starts to befriend this guy, and the guy buys him like video games and stuff and kind of befriends him. but then starts like, going to the bathroom and he's touching him and stuff. So it gets into a pretty serious. It's definitely a more serious topic, but it's handled really well, and it's really it was just really well done. Definitely recommended. And I think they do like cons, so you should be able to find this at a convention.
Yeah, Zach Bassett, I met through Cosmic Times. So, I can't remember which book he was doing that I bought, but I bought all his stuff. He does write, but mostly he's drawn. Like there before the book Decisions that Bill bought, there was Decisions, just the regular Decisions book, and it was by Martin T. Piero, who I think is the owner of Cosmic Times. And the art was done by Zach Bassett. So he did issues one and two, and then there's a third one in which Martin and Zach Bassett wrote together. And I think the issue that you're talking about, they wrote together, and then there was a different artist. So yeah, I love Zach. I got several commissions from him. I think I have like five that I've asked him to do, not at a convention. And then I've gotten a bunch of Cosmic Time covers that he drew characters that I wanted on it. Like he drew like a Big Barda and a Mr. Miracle and a Batwoman. And I think I have one other one where he was just at a con, just sitting there. Nobody was at his table. And he said, "Yeah, if you buy this Cosmic Time, I'll draw a sketch." And he drew these fucking amazing sketches. And I'm like, "God damn!" Like he would use the whole cover. Like he would open the cover and then use like this real, so it looks like a wraparound cover, but it looks like a poster. And one thing I learned from him was like, this guy could do layouts like nobody's business. Like he's like really creative. And what he did with my Atari Force is he shoved the whole Atari Force in a drawing in this dynamic pose where they're all in it and they're all shooting guns and they're in different directions and all jumping around and all over the place. And it's really a complex layout, and he did it such a great job with it. And my favorite one that I had him do, and this is the only one that I told him how I wanted it, is my Watchmen Charlton characters. It was across two pages, and I wanted down the middle to divide the question and Rorschach. So, like on one side, half of his body is question, on the other side, it's Rorschach, and then you have the characters that map to each other. Like you'll have Peacemaker across from the comedian in the same pose, and I fucking love that commission. Like I love it. He's done a Freedom Fighters for me. He's done What else has he done? He's done a Defenders, because if you all know me, I love the Defenders, and he did a Defenders one. So like I've had him do groups for me, and I've been pleasantly surprised every commission that he's done for me. Yeah, I like Zach. He's a good guy.
So is this one you did, did you see him at a convention and have him like start it or just contacted him?
No, I just contact him on social media. I became friends with him. There's two artists that I did outside of cons. Mike Schwartz, except now he's busy as hell. He doesn't ping me
Doesn't have time
anymore.
for you anymore?
Yeah, before he used to ping me, he says, "Hey, I'm in between jobs or whatever. Do you want a commission?" And I'd be like, "Hell yeah!" And he's done me like a Freedom Fighters and a couple other ones. So I have a couple of Mike Schwartz, and then there's Zach Bassett. And I just like ping Zach. Like I ping him every now and then, and I say, "Hey, I know you're busy, but do you have any time?" And he'll tell me when he has an opening, and I get another commission done. And I already know there's two more that I want him to do. I just don't know when he'll have time. I would love to have like a Flash Rogues done by him, where it has all the rogues like Captain Cold, Heat Wave, Trickster, Weather Wizard, the Top, and kind of like standing over, like the classic standing over a defeated Flash laying in the ground. I just love that shit. Like that's my shit. And then I would love to see Sergeant Rock and Easy Company one with Bulldozer, Ice Cream Soldier, Short Round, all those characters that I grew up with as a kid. I would just love to have that. And the other thing that these things take is they take time because there's characters, and you usually can't go to a con and have anybody finish a team for you.
Yeah, that would take they wouldn't do something like that at a convention. This would take too much time.
Yeah, take way too much time and then you'd be stuck. Yeah. So, yeah, I like my Zach Bassett commissions. I hope he always has time because I don't buy commissions at cons anymore typically. So, he's my only source of commissions now.
So why don't you buy them at cons anymore?
Because they're come too expensive.
Yeah.
And I can't get what I want. Like if I want a whole team, I'm not gonna get it. I'm not gonna get it. And Zach is the only one
Right,
that'll accommodate me. Yeah.
if there's specific stuff you want like that.
I just noticed that I don't know if this is his wife, but Robin Bassett does do lettering on the decisions book. At least the first one she did.
It's highly likely.
Yep.
I got some original art recently. I got a page by one of my favorite creators. It's from the series called Bomb Queen.
Oh wow, we got a Bomb Queen page.
I had a Bomb Queen
I hope
page.
it's nasty.
It's actually not nas it's not a nasty Bomb Queen page
Damn.
of all things. It's
Jimmy
actually
Robinson.
it is a Jimmie Robinson. I'm trying to It's actually a double page splash from one of the volumes that has And it's a page that I remember because I always liked it, where it has all of the, a bunch of different superheroes coming towards Bomb Queen. So it has like characters from a bunch of different Image series
Oh
coming at
wow.
Bomb
Does it have
Queen.
Savage Dragon?
It does not have Savage Dragon, unfortunately.
Ah.
But it does have, has Bad Rock, and it ha who's one of my favorites. And it has Shadowhawk.
Ah.
And it has Shaft. And it
So
has a bu
he was in the Liefeld Valentino thing.
Yeah, so it has
Well,
Youngblood.
he works for Valentino though, 'cause Valentino had the Shadow line. That's where his Bomb Queen and everything else came out of.
Yeah. It has Fire Breather.
Oh, that's a Kirkman.
And it has some Dynamo 5. Wait, Firebreather. I thought Firebreather was Hester.
Oh, Hester is Fire Breather, you're right.
Yeah. And then it has a bunch of Bomb Queen characters. I like it.
Yeah, Fire Breather was Hester and Andy Kuhn. He plays in a band. Andy Kuhn, I bought some of his CDs.
Right. That's funny. Oh, there it is. S.
Cool. Where, how did you come about this page? A convention or something, or?
No, it was on eBay. It was sold by Jimmy. He posted it on social media that he was selling some pages. But his stuff, he doesn't sell any recent stuff because he's all digital now. So the only like original art he has is from Bomb Queen, pretty much.
Yeah.
And he sold most of it. He
That's a cool page that you got that with all the other characters on it.
yeah, I thought it was a neat page. Well, it's also one that if I were to get it as a commission, it would be very expensive because it's a lot of characters. Where is the son of a bitch? I'm trying to find it. trying to find a picture of it. I know I have one. Oh well. So you want to talk about movies, TV,
Sure,
other
sure.
entertainments?
I've only seen two movies, I think, since the last time we talked. I'm trying to think of what they are. I saw the Red Sparrow.
Red Sparrow.
Yeah, I really
I have not
slow
seen that.
paced, but really, really good. If you're into spy, espionage movies, tricking one side from the other, like USA versus Russia. I thought it was going to be more like a Black Widow type movie, like you were trained by the Russian spies and you're a badass. But they train these beautiful people to be sexual, to provide sexual stuff so they could get secrets. And this one girl is really innocent. Like she's innocent. She's a ballerina. She's really popular. Sells out shows everywhere. And the ballet guy does, as they're doing a dance, he like, did I lose you? Or no, this is a photo.
I sent you the photo. I found
Ah.
it.
He cuts her leg, like he jumps in the air and then hits her in the shin and breaks her bone and
Ooh.
shatters her leg. And you find out that there was a love affair that he's trying to get this other woman to take her spot. And she gets revenge on that because her uncle tells her what happened. And her uncle's like a spy for for Russia. And there's this United, it gets really convoluted, but she has to become a Red Sparrow because her uncle puts her there, and her uncle's a really bad guy. Like he's totally using her, and he's using her so he could keep the mother, her mother, in have a care, like home care, because she's ill and she needs somebody to take care of her all the time, or she'll fall, or I don't know what her, she seems to have some kind of muscular degeneration disease. But she gets involved with this spy, and then it's a bunch of back and forth, and you don't know what's real and what's not. And it was a really good story. I liked it.
Who's in that one?
Who's the actress in there? She's the one that's in the Mockingbird, Jennifer something or
Yeah,
another.
that's right.
She has some nude scenes in there. It's interesting. She didn't, I don't think she's done them before. I mean, she's done them online, I think, with her boyfriend, but
That is interesting.
I don't think she's done them in movies.
She probably figures, why not at this point? Everyone's seen it.
Yeah. So that was good. I liked it. What did you watch?
I saw the kids movie with my son yesterday. We saw A Wrinkle in Time, which is the new Disney movie. And we saw that because he recently read the book, so he wanted to see the movie version of the book. And I didn't think it was that bad. It's getting kind of bad reviews, but I didn't think it was that bad. It was a bit slow paced at times, but I enjoyed it. It's about a young girl and her little brother, who their father has been missing for the past 4 years because he and his wife were trying to work on a method of traveling through time or space using only their minds, like tapping into a frequency that would allow you to travel to other planets. And he tried this thing out and ended up disappearing, and so they don't know if he's dead or alive. And her brother are going adventure to try and find across the universe to try and find him. And it was my son enjoyed it. He told me the parts of the book that they had removed, and it seemed like they had made wise decisions in what to remove and what to keep. So
Ah, have you read it too or no?
I have not read it.
Ah, so your son's ahead of the game.
He is. And I had to say I got a little I got my eyes teared up a little bit at one part because it was it touched me. But it was something to do with the father, so father and kids, so
Ah.
it hit me in my father bone.
So there were some Bomber tears going on.
Yeah.
Harley's dragging her ass out there. What? Then she smells it. What
Oh,
did I
sure.
just do?
You gotta smell it and make sure it's okay.
I don't like when she does that. Drags her ass. At least she does it outside.
Yeah, better than on the
Yeah, way better.
carpet.
It's just that right now we have a lot of dead grass, so it
Now
so
she's
she'll have
gonna have
grass all over her
grassy
ass.
ass, grassy ass.
Grassy ass. The only other movie that I watched was one that I've been wanting to watch but didn't get to the theater to see it, is The Mummy with Tom Cruise, the new mummy.
I forgot
And
about that movie.
I liked it. It's where they I liked it but then didn't like it. I really liked three quarters of it, and I didn't care for the ending, but I thought it was really good. There was things in there that I didn't expect, and it had a lot of horror that I thought was pretty cool. And this is where they're trying to establish like a shared universe in the with the Universal Monsters, but it didn't work out too well because it didn't make a lot of money. But one of the pleasant surprises that I saw was they introduced Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in this one. I didn't expect that to happen. And
Really?
yeah,
That's interesting.
it was Russell Crowe, and really cool. There's so many elements of this that I liked, but then the ending kind of it fell short in my opinion.
That's too bad.
But it was one of those that I thought I was gonna watch like half-ass. Like me and Barb started watching it, and I was on my phone and kind of watching through the corner of my eye. And then I was like, you know what? I'm kind of like not paying attention, but I'm enjoying this, and I'm gonna go back and watch it again. And I started it from the beginning and watched the whole thing from the beginning, and I enjoyed it a lot more. That's why I like to go to the movie theaters. Like, yeah, I know it costs more, but I'm more focused on what I'm like. It's dark, you can't use your phone, you're not doing anything, you're eating popcorn and watching a movie, and that's it. And I just enjoy that experience. I enjoy getting away from the TV.
Yeah, it's definitely a different experience than doing that at home.
Yeah, I liked it. It had some good special effects too. It was a box office flop.
The box office flop of 2017.
Yeah. They even say like at the beginning it was kind of cool. It has the Universal logo, and then it morphs into like this Earth with it says the Dark Universe. Like it's like they're trying to do like some shared universe. And it would have if it was successful, it would have been interesting to see if they're able to go and bring in like Dracula and the Wolfman and Frankenstein, the Phantom of the Opera. They already introduced Jekyll and Hyde, so the Invisible Man would be another one. You could even throw in Abbott and Costello. Hell, shit.
Yeah.
That was an awesome movie.
They've done all those characters, I think. Creatures.
I love Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein, and it has Dracula and the Wolfman in it too. That's a great there she goes again.
Didn't they use the actual actors for
Yeah,
those?
Bela
Like
Lugosi,
Bela Lugosi in those
Lon
guys?
Chaney Jr. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Boris Karloff.
That's amazing. I don't know if they could do that now. Well, I guess they could do it. It's like the new Avengers movie.
Yeah.
They get all the seeing all the characters played by the people who you know the characters by in a movie. It's like a super movie of the time.
Yeah, it's such a great plot though too, to have your two, best comedians in a situation where the monsters are in the story. Watching Harley, she's freaking me out.
She wiping her butt somewhere.
Yeah.
What time? Yeah.
Might have a hemorrhoid. Do you have to go?
No. My son was just asking me something.
Ah.
So I saw another movie.
Okay.
I watched the movie called The Skeleton Key.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
And I watched it because I read some stuff that where they said that the movie Get Out was a copy of Skeleton Key.
Well, I
So
don't think that.
I wanted to watch Skeleton Key to see if it was really a copy of it, and it's not.
It's not. It's not. It's not even close, but I guess in tone it
It's really
kind
not.
of, in very loose tone it is. But I could
Yeah,
see a little, I could see a little bit of correlation because there's like some voodoo shit going on, right?
Yeah, in
There's
Skeleton Key, it's all
there's
voodoo.
controlling your body in both of the movies, like
Actually, it's
control,
hoodoo, yeah,
yeah,
hoodoo.
hoodoo.
Yeah, so in Skeleton Key, it's a woman gets a job taking care of this old guy who's bedridden in this old creepy old house in the bayou or something. And there's the wife of the guy is still in the house, and she's like a mean old lady, mean old southern lady.
Oh, you know what? There is another correlation, though. I can see where they're coming from, why they're saying that movie's like Get Out.
Well, they're definitely in the same category.
Well, no, it has to do with body.
Right, they're
Tra
both in the
transfer of
possession,
bodies.
yeah,
Yeah.
possession, body possession category. I mean, it definitely, I could see that it was inspired by that movie.
I think Get Out's the better of the two, but that's just me.
I agree, but I saw, I mean, it might be a matter of which you see first, too. I don't know.
I saw Skeleton Key first.
Well, there you go. Then Get Out is clearly a better movie then.
Yeah. We saw
Oh,
Skeleton Key at the movies.
wow.
Yeah. Like I said, I like to go to the movies. Like if we can get out on a Saturday and go to the movies, we'll go to the movies. We'll find something.
Just pick whatever's the best thing that's out that week, huh?
Skeleton Key's
Peeling.
good though. I like when you get into that hoodoo stuff and they have that creepy ass record.
Yeah, with the and they yeah, so she ends up there's like one room in the house that's like off limits, and she has a skeleton key that opens the door, and she ends up going into that to that room, and then she finds some evidence of hoodoo rituals. It was good though, yeah, I liked it. But I agree, I think that Get Out was better.
Yeah, and this one, it's like an elderly couple that passes on, they get into other people's bodies, and then they invite this caretaker, right, to take care of the old man. And their whole
Yeah,
plot is to try to
take over her
take
body.
over her body for the woman, because if, don't they expire? Like, if they don't get into a body soon, they'll pass, or.
Don't remember if they say it specifically, but yeah, I mean that would be the case that if the body you're in currently gets old and dies, then you die, so you need to transfer to another body before you die.
I had no idea that people were saying that that was that. I had no idea. That's interesting. But now that I think of it, I could see the relationship.
Yeah, but it's different because in Get Out, it's more that people want it's a bunch of people who do this like regularly, whereas in
Well, it's more of a
Skeleton Key, it was
science
just the one,
too, and it's a
right? Yeah,
I mean,
it was a.
other than they have like some sort of weird hypnotism going on with the mother, like she could hypnotize people. There's no, all of the other stuff is science. Do you
Yeah,
know what I mean?
it's
Yeah,
a
it's an exchange.
procedure.
It's a
Yeah.
procedure. And they add other things into Get Out, like comical st type stuff. And
Well, and deeper, there's
I don't know what you're saying.
the race side of it in the under or whatever they called it.
Yeah.
But they were both good.
All right. The only other thing I have is I have some food and stuff that I ate. I
All right,
gained
what did.
5 pounds.
Ooh, you ate a lot of whatever it was.
Yeah. We flew to Arizona for a weekend, which was a good time to fly to Arizona because you get away from the cold and it's like summertime. Well, it's like Colorado Springs summer. Probably not summertime, but like June and May time frame if you go to Arizona like now. It's like
We went
70
to.
degrees.
Yeah, we went to Arizona. I think it was over March break, so the end of March one year. And it was
Yeah.
damn hot.
Well, it's like
Well,
seven. It was it when we went. It was like 70 degrees, so that's not hot to me,
okay, so yours was a
and
little
it's dry. Yeah,
cooler, yeah. Well, it probably depends
we
where you
got
are,
some
yeah.
rain too, so it wasn't like steaming hot. But we went there to hang out with Barb's brother and go to the Hawaiian festival, and also to the Renaissance festival.
Oh yes, I saw a picture of you at the Renaissance Festival
Yeah, with
getting
the wenches.
molested by wenches.
That was funny because I always loved the wenches. That's where I like to hang out is with the wenches. But we were gonna get me and my brother-in-law got a picture of them, and then the one on the right wouldn't let me go because she said I smelled like a shower, and it's because I used Axe.
Axe body
Well, I used the Axe. They had
wash.
Axe in their shower. And it's one that's not even on sale anymore, but it smells pretty fucking good. It's like Arctic something or another. And it has like these little scrubbing dots in it and all this stuff, but you smell like it like all day.
Oh, man.
So she wouldn't like let me go. She's like, "You smell like a shower," and she was like rubbing all over me. Barb's taking the picture. So that was pretty crazy. But they had like a living statue, which I've never seen at a Renaissance festival before, where like her dress like sucks in water. Like she's made up like a statue, so it looks like she's a statue. And all the lighting and everything makes it like she's part of a fountain. And the bottom part of her dress has like some vacuum suction or something going on because she could suck water out of the fountain. And then shoot it out of her hands and her head and stuff like that. It was really cool.
That's cool. Yeah, I haven't seen that
Yeah.
before.
Really cool. Liked it. And then I ate fish and chips, which I don't normally get at a Renaissance festival, but in this case it looked really good. It was like this long ass fish. And it was up there for me in terms of fish and chips. Like I thought the fish was delicious.
That was good.
Yeah. And then I had a steak on a stick. I like having my meat on a stick. It's pretty good. And we had some gelato, which was really good. All kinds of cool stuff. And saw a lot of shows. We had the Birds of Prey, which was an interesting one because the birds were almost like not paying attention. And you always thought like, fuck, these things are gonna take off. They're just gonna go off. Like they had barely control of them at this time of day, I guess. But they're pretty
It's an
amazing
element of
because
danger in the show.
me and Barb love birds, and they had like a lot of vultures and stuff and I've never seen before, and then owls, which that's my shit. I like love owls and all kinds of cool stuff, and they do these like flight patterns, you know, where they have them go around, they like fly around and then catch some kind of prey that they throw up in the air. It was pretty cool. I dug it. Good
It does
stuff,
sound
man.
cool.
And then the
So what?
Hawaiian one was a lot of Hawaiian dancing. Like, it was huge, and then a lot of food. This one was crazy though, because the amount of people they drew was like the food lines, you'd wait in line for half an hour to get a plate, and it would
Oh,
take
good.
forever.
That's a long time to be waiting.
Yeah, it's a long time. And then for my nephew, he got in line for what he thought was the shortest line. So he got in the line, he paid, and he's like, "Okay, when are you gonna give me my food?" "Oh, you have to wait in another line to get your food." I'm like, "Oh, fuck."
So, what was that line for?
He was getting some kind of like barbecue mac and cheese or something like that, but most of it was Hawaiian. That one wasn't. That he was in line, he just wanted the shortest line.
Okay. So he's like, I just
And they
want to
had
eat.
those big like snow cones, but it's like the Hawaiian ice, which is a lot lighter than a regular snow cone. And you get to pick a lot of different flavors, and I had the chicken, the Hawaiian chicken, and the ribs. I don't know if you've ever, well, you probably never had either of those. And then they usually make like a macaroni salad that is very different from any macaroni salad. Like, you could distinctively know a macaroni and salad, Hawaiian salad, versus just regular macaroni salad.
I don't
And it
remember if I
comes with
had that.
rice. It's good
Have to look that
stuff.
up.
That's good food. I ate a lot. We ate at a soul food place, so I had like fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and mac and cheese, and we ate at a burger joint that I've never eaten at before that was pretty good. So we were eating all the time. That's what we did.
Man,
We
you've
had a
been doing a lot.
vacation of eating is what it is. And that's usually when we go to her brother's house, 'cause that's what he does. That's like his vacation is eating. So we like eat constantly. We're like, "Okay, it's dinner time. Let's go eat." "Oh, it's breakfast. Let's eat." Let's eat.
That's
So
the
I'm
time to do it. That's the danger of vacations.
I'm starting to get back to what my normal weight is. Slowly but surely. How
It's
about
good that
you?
you're able to recover. I'm
Yeah.
trying to think if I had any. I don't think I had anything terribly interesting. No vacation, so.
Yeah, you eat all the same stuff.
I
You're
do eat a
gonna
lot of the same stuff.
have to start thinking about whether you're going to Heroes, at least within the next month.
I will decide. I will decide on Heroes.
Good deal.
Listeners, let me know if you're going to Heroes.
Well, I heard rumor that Alan's going. I think Campbell and Daryl are going. Who knows about Keith? That's the last minute thing. I heard Embats is going.
Really?
Yeah.
He hasn't been in a while.
Yeah. We saw him at
I may have to
Baltimore, I
go if
think.
everyone's going. Yeah, I think he goes there more. Well, it's closer, so.
Yeah.
I do. Heroes is a great con for hanging out,
It is.
I find, because you can walk to a lot of different places right close by
Yeah,
and
Baltimore's
hang out.
similar. Yeah,
Yeah,
very similar.
that's what I've heard
Those
about
models
Baltimore.
are very they're similar cons in style, and they're similar cons in like after during con and
Stuff
after
to do,
being, yeah, stuff to do. Baltimore, you even have a little bit more, 'cause you have the pier. Like, you could do like
yeah, that would be
speedboats and
nice.
boats, and you can tour submarines. You could do all kinds of stuff.
But I hear those boats are dangerous because you can lose objects on them.
Yes, you can.
It's dangerous, the winds
But it
and
worked
the
out.
it did work out.
Yeah, they found them after I
Why
bought some new glasses from Lens Crafters. I like the
That's where you...
speedboat. I told Barb, everybody's gonna be at the con, but I want to go on the speedboat again, because every year we go on the speedboat. I like the speedboat. It's fun.
there's no speedboats at Heroes.
No speedboats at Heroes. But in terms of restaurants, you have some equivalent. I will say Baltimore is a little more dangerous in terms of rides to and from the
The convention.
airport.
Oh, the airport.
Man, they got some shady people picking you up at in the middle of the night, and sometimes they're not even legal. Like, get it. You'll have somebody come from the hotel. Get that person out of here. They're illegal. Get their suitcase out. It's
Don't
like,
go in there. Don't go in
security,
there.
don't go in there. Don't go in there. And we had the scariest taxi rider with some dude that was driving. He was barefoot. He had no shoes, and he was like moving like it was kind of like he was moving like something out of Get Out, you know, like really slow, like he was possessed or something like that. I think he slept on the way from our place to the airport because he drove, and I kid you not, me and Barb were terrified. He drove 15 to 20 miles an hour on the highway. And we were just, what the fuck is going on? Cars were just zooming past us.
Oh my
Like,
gosh,
oh,
that'd be
this is
frightening.
like, I think he
But
was
you're just
sleeping.
like, you're like, we're gonna die. So we're definitely gonna die.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like he was possessed or asleep or something. It was, I don't know what the fuck was going on. So every time it's an adventure getting a taxi ride. And I think like bars and stuff close earlier. Like there's more nightlife at Heroes than there is at Baltimore. Like when you're on the
Oh, stuff
pier,
shuts down
yeah,
early.
things
Oh yeah,
just
the
shuts down
pier.
earlier.
Yeah, because it's more for like touristy stuff, right?
Yeah, and for security, I think like they want to have security around for so long and then they go away and they don't want.
People out.
Yeah. 'Cause you walk like four blocks away from the pier and it gets pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
It gets pretty shady.
But then Luke, I thought Luke Foster like got like a B, not B&B. What are those things called?
An ATM?
I mean, like after he came out from back under the table, no, he
Bukkake?
stayed in a God damn it, what's the word
Oh,
for it?
he rented a
Yeah,
house.
rent a house through what's that service called? I'm
It
blanking
was
on it.
like ATMs or us or something like that.
Yeah, whatever. He got an ATM at like a
It's like
house
you have
there.
to pay extra because you
But
have
I
to
think
give the ATM to stay there.
so is that a house like in a shady neighborhood or was it just close enough
No, I think
within
he was,
the
I think he was
borders?
farther away.
Oh,
Like
so you're like
I
in
think
the
it took him
suburbs or
like, I
something?
don't know, 25 minutes to get there. I don't know. I'd have to ask him again.
So he might have been in like the more suburbs
He's not,
area.
he's definitely, I don't think he was definitely walking distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you either stay right by the hotel, right by the convention center and the pier, or you got to go further out.
Yeah, and we stayed like 1 year there was it was a crazy we there used to be a Hilton that was like three blocks and it was like almost in that area where it's dangerous. But a lot of us were staying there, so when we were walking, we'd walk together. And there was one thing in an alleyway and we're like, "Should we call the cops?" And there's just like this dude, there's this girl screaming, "Don't kill him, don't kill him." And there's this guy getting beat to death, like just getting beaten up. So we like called 911, but Rock was like, "Let's go kick his ass." I'm like, "Fuck, I'm not going in there to get knifed. Fuck no."
On vacation.
Yeah, Rock's like, "Let's go kick his ass." I'm like, "Fuck no."
You let some guy get killed in front of you.
Oh, we called the cops.
Okay.
It's not like we just. I think he lived because we didn't see in the news the next morning the guy was murdered.
Get murdered by the convention center.
And we were like Seinfeld, just witnessing
Oh, yeah.
it.
Right, should we wrap up
Yeah, let's wrap up. You
this
can reach us.
party?
Wrap this party up. You can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com, and you can find all the episodes there. You could also find them on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button. You can reach Bill at DBM00 underscore ATM. No, that's his dark web one. It's just
Yeah,
at
you're not supposed to give that one out.
DBM00. I'm not supposed to give that
Erase
one.
that. Erase that.
Yeah, I'll have to cut that
Edit
out.
that out.
Edit that out. That's only for Nerdy Legion members, but underscore ATM. If you're Nick or Martin, it's underscore ATM. And you could use Bitcoin. And I know Martin is into that Bitcoin and
So yeah,
electric shit.
he has plenty of Bitcoin to spare.
Yeah. And I'm at Mike Myers Brunch, and I think you can maybe see us both at Heroes. You should see me for sure. So hit us up, and I think that's it. I think you could wrap this baby up.
All right, thanks for listening.
I'm
This
gonna
has
go
been
hang
Geek
out with
Brunch.
the wrenches because I smell like a shower.
Yes.
Yes.
I was gonna t I often want to comment at Heroes that you smell like a shower, but I was too embarrassed
Too
to
embarrassed.
tell you
It's
to your
either that
face.
or barbecue wings or something like hot wings. You smell like hot
You
wings.
smell like hot wings.
At Heroes, that's what I eat a lot of wings. Because there's that wing place that you
There's a
don't like
couple
too
of
much. You
places.
get shafted on that one.
They charge too much for their shrimp.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Shrimps are easy.
Just have some chicken. I went and ate your freaking vegan meal. You should
Wasn't
go eat
my
some
vegan meal. That
chicken.
was Keith's vegan meal. That was
You.
fantastic.
That was
Not the food.
awful.
The food was awful. But the experience. Barb's was good. I'm gonna get Barb's next time.
I hope there's not a next time. What are you talking about?
Next Heroes.
Well, I don't think I'm gonna stop at that vegan place. It's not only a vegan place. Like there's certain vegan
That's
I'll
raw.
eat.
That was raw
That's
food.
raw food. That's raw vegan. That's very different.
Is.
'Cause at least when we went with Chris to the vegan place here, it was cooked vegan. Like I could deal with that. Like
Yeah.
even though it's really not Sloppy Joe's, I kind of tasted something that was sort of like sloppy soy bean or whatever the hell it was. Sloppy nuts.
Sloppy soy nuts.
Soy nuts. I can deal
And
with that.
at least you know it wasn't something that was heated by the heat of someone's buttocks.
Yeah, like if it's put between two people, somebody's butt cheeks, I don't want it. I don't want it. And I did order the hot burger too. It was supposed to be a spicy burger, and I was like, "What is this ass hair in my burger?" I'm like, I don't like it.
Well,
It's
they
only.
said that they keep it in their pants for 24 hours to heat it up. Put it on your plate.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.